This is Park and Vermilion County High School Football on Super Hits 104.9 WAXI. Time now for the Fountain Trust Ron Construction pregame show, presented by the Fountain Trust Company, with 15 locations, including the Rockville IGA Banking Center, and by Ron Construction, State Road 59 north of Belmore. We're a few minutes away from tonight's kickoff. Time to evaluate the matchups, discuss key players, and set the stage for tonight's contest. The Ron Construction Fountain Trust Company pregame show starts now on Super Hits 104.9 WAXI.
Good evening, football fans, and welcome to Little Italy Festival Football Weekend here in Clinton, Indiana. We are at Greg Coach Anderson Field here at South Vermilion High School to watch the Wildcats play host to the Falcons of North Vermilion. Both of these schools coming into tonight's contest with a 1-0 record. My name is Steve Hartman, joined tonight by my partner, Jake Weber. Certainly looking forward to this one, Jake. It was one that we saw at the beginning of the year and knew the rivalry of these two in-county foes was certainly going to be tremendous, and I think the quality of these two programs certainly bids well for a top-notch football game here tonight.
Yes, very much so. This is an exciting night here of football in the Wabash River Conference, especially here in Clinton, Indiana. We have South Vermilion versus North Vermilion. It's been 9 years, Stephen, since South Vermilion has last beat North Vermilion, and I know they're excited here tonight. Early preseason polls suggested that North Vermilion, South Vermilion, and Park Heritage would be battling for the conference championship, so this is a quick peek early in the season to see who can get that nudge. Would it be North Vermilion or South Vermilion with Park Heritage on the road here tonight as well?
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt that there are huge implications on the Wabash River Conference here in this game. As I said, we are at Wildcat Stadium and Coach Greg Anderson Field, starting a little bit later tonight as a result of the parade due to the Little League Festival, but still a beautiful evening, terrific crowd here on hand at South Vermilion. Just taking a look at these two teams real quick. Coach Brian Crabtree for the Falcons, 78-13 in his eighth year at North Vermilion, 113, 52 losses in his 15th year overall. Greg Barrett, he's in his third year at the helm of South Vermilion. He's 11-10 in his record so far. In 11 years of coaching overall, he is 68-44. Sagarin Ratings currently has North Vermilion ranked very, very high, 193rd overall in the entire state of Indiana. South Vermilion a little lower at 210, but 37th in Class 2A football. Last week, both of these teams were victorious. The Falcons defeated Owen Valley quite handily, score of 43-8. South Vermilion, on the other hand, defeated Covington in a very close game at 20-14. The last time that these two teams played, it was a 32-23 victory for the Falcons back on August 24th of 2018. And as Jake said, been 9 years since the Wildcats have tasted victory against the Falcons. No doubt that is on their mind here tonight. They had a chance a couple years ago, actually, when we were here. It was a terrific ball game, one of the biggest momentum swings that I've seen in a long time. South Vermilion came out absolutely on fire. Dynamite, I believe it was a 21-point lead at one point for them early, and then North Vermilion rattled off 42 straight points, ended up winning that game 42-21.
Yeah, that was a thriller of a game. That was the South Vermilion class led by Dunham. That was an excellent excellent job in that game, a lot of athletes. But those Falcons are mental tough there, Stephen. I mean, they work hard. They stay composed. They've been in many big games, and they battled through that night. And I think that this is much of an anticipated matchup as we've had since that last game. I know for South Vermilion, the quarterback Garzellini is pretty good, but we got Brennan Ellis from North Vermilion, who's also very good. And the Falcons are defending runner-up state champions, so they're going to come out here tonight with a chip on their shoulder. The South Vermilion will do the same as well.
Well, once again, you are listening to the Ron Construction and the Fountain Trust Company pregame show. Just had captains on the middle of the field. It looks like the Wildcats won the coin toss, but they deferred. Therefore, the Falcons will receive the opening kickoff. Jake, as you said, it were the Falcons a year ago that were defending runner-ups in the state of Indiana in Class 1A football. They finished the season 13-2 before taking on just an absolute juggernaut and pioneer at Lucas Oil Stadium. They lost that game 60-0, but a very impressive run to the state finals for the Falcons under Coach Brian Crabtree last season. A very different story for South Vermilion. 2 years ago, 2017 season, it was a 7-3 record for Coach Greg Barrett and the Wildcats. A lot of enthusiasm, excitement kind of came back to the program. You know, they felt things were certainly on an upswing. So no doubt last year as they went 3-7, Certainly not the performance that they were expecting, and you know they talked coming into it, not only as a winning record, certainly a goal that this team has. I believe you mentioned it earlier, too, winning the Wabash River Conference, being atop WRC, is going to be a goal that they've circled and they talked about for a very, very long time, and that starts tonight. If you want to defeat North Vermillion, you're going to have to do it with quality play, with a lot of excitement, enthusiasm, strength, tenacity, handling adversity. It's going to be a difficult night. You know the Falcons are going to make some plays. But if you can handle that, give yourself a chance, keep this game close as long as possible, you're going to use your crowd's momentum to really help you carry over the edge. But I think a win tonight against North Vermillion is going to be imperative if you do want a chance at that WRC title.
Yes, the South Vermillion, Coach Greg Barrett knows that. He knows that North Vermillion is the top of the conference, or the premier of the conference. Over the past 9 years, they've had an excellent run. That has a lot to do with the leadership of Athletic Director Marty Brown, who's done a phenomenal job, and also Coach Brian Crabtree and Ben Blank over North Vermillion.
Well, the Falcons will be receiving the football, as we said, and we'll look forward to kickoff here in just a moment. However, we are going to pause for a few minutes as we pay honor to America with the playing of our national anthem here from South Vermillion. So we'll go ahead and wrap up our Ron Construction and Fountain Trust Company pregame show. When we come back, we'll have kickoff from South Vermillion High School on 104.9 WAXI.
Hi, I'm Doug Weisheit of the Fountain Trust Company. With no minimum balance or monthly service charge and up to 1,000 free monthly transactions, the Fountain Trust Company's Simply Free Business Checking Account is the perfect account for most businesses. Every new Simply Free business comes with a free thank you gift, free business debit card, free online banking, and more. Stop by your local Fountain Trust Banking Center to learn more. The Fountain Trust Company, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hey fans, this is Megan Bullington. Every team knows that a two-point play can be a winning move. That's why State Farm agent Ryan Luce and his team are here to help you go for two by combining your home and auto insurance. It's a great call that saves you time and money.
So go for the win and score savings by combining your home and auto. It's just another way we're here to help life go right.
Call our office, Ryan Luce State Farm, at 765-832-2221.
Since co-owner Jim Ron founded the company over 40 years ago, Ron Construction has been the local grain handling ag building solutions provider, providing design and construction of grain bins. Ron's offers Brock grain bins and dryers, Westfield augers, bucket elevators and towers, and ball door motors. From service work to building grain bins, Jim Ron and his staff have the expertise to provide you with all your agricultural needs. Ron Construction, State Road 59, north of US 36, 765-344-1608, or visit rahmconst.com.
The Wallace Law Firm is there when you need them, working with you on criminal law, divorce, custody, adoptions, real estate, bankruptcy, expungements, driving privileges, Social Security disability, and estate planning matters. Wallace Law Firm has been in business for over 100 years with three offices in Covington on the Courthouse Square, Clinton, State Road 163 near McDonald's, and now on the west side of the square in Rockville. The Wallace Law Firm, cheering on all of our local high school teams.
We play the super hits on 104.9 WAXI.
Welcome back to South Vermillion. Both teams lining up on the field for opening kickoff. As we said, big night in the WRC. We got two great teams here facing tonight, but we also have an exciting game taking place within conference as well from Covington. Park Heritage put on a big performance last week, defeating Seeger 52-7. Their game a little bit earlier of a start, started at 7 o'clock, so we've got an update here early. I want to thank Shane Bollinger from Covington, keeping us updated on what's going on. Unfortunately, Park Heritage falls behind early. Looks like it was a Colton Brown pass with 6:05 left in the first half, leading to a 7-0 advantage for the Trojans early on in that ball game. And as we say that, just get an update as well from Park Heritage. Looks like it's a 7-6 game ball game now. So Park Heritage answers. Kick will go off to North Vermillion, and it's going to be Wyatt Reynolds. He's out in the open down the sidelines, going to be run out of bounds finally. So that's a huge opening kickoff for North Vermillion. And Wyatt Reynolds, the senior, 5'9", 175 pounds, a huge, huge component of their offense last season. Him coming in from Covington was a huge lift for this team. Tremendous athlete, tremendous player. He showed what his speed and athleticism will do if you give him an opportunity to return the football. South Vermillion will probably think twice before kicking to that young man again. So ball gets past the 50-yard line. They're going to be on the 37 of the Wildcats heading in.
Excellent job there by the North Vermillion kickoff return team. They got a few blocks in the middle of the field and sprung Reynolds. North Vermillion and their patent and spread attack. No backs in the backfield here.
So Brennan Ellis by himself in the background. First play is going to be a pass, a short out. It's going to be a completed pass caught at the 30-yard line. That pass completed to number 42. That's Nick Myers. Nick Myers was tackled there in the defense by Hunter Hastings and Dominic Vera. So it's a good positive gain of 9 yards. It'll be bring up second and one for North Vermillion. Two receivers right, three to the left. Ellis gets a call, snap. Looking for a quick screen, well defended by South Vermillion. Pulls the ball down. He's going to go up the middle. He has some room. Tries to lower his shoulder to get some extra yards, but that's a good tackle right there by Dominic Vera once again. So two plays, two tackles for Vera. But great recognition by Ellis. Saw that the screen wasn't there, pulled the football down, got as many yards as he could. And with that recognition, we'll pick up a first down for the Falcons. Ball's all the way down to the 20-yard line.
South Vermillion playing a 4-2-5 defense with an overhang. Outside play to Wyatt Reynolds. Stretch play gets through for about a 7-yard gain.
It was a stretch handoff to Reynolds, as Jake said. 7-yard gain. Tackle along the sideline. So very positive plays for North Vermillion. Credit the receivers on the edge for blocking downfield, but you also have a pulling guard coming out, sealing that edge and giving Wyatt Reynolds the extra yards that he needed. That was a 9-yard gain. So it's going to bring up second and one once again. Falcons very good in getting down a distance here. Reynolds this time does not get the handoff. It'll be kept by Ellis. He'll go up the middle. Looks like he's going to get a first down.
Good read by Brennan Ellis. He's reading the defensive end. If the defensive end shoving closes, he pulls the ball. They ran a trying to stretch play to Reynolds, and with Ellis going up the middle of the field, it's first and goal for North Vermillion from the 9-yard line with 10:27 here in the first quarter, tied 0-0.
So with the updates coming in, it is a 7-6 score at Covington, 11:29 to go in the half. The score was a touchdown pass from Logan White to Noble Johnson of 5 yards. But here we go, Ellis gives it off to Reynolds, and that is read well by South Vermillion. That kid's having a huge game here early. Dominic Vera coming in, filling the hole. That's going to be an absolute beautiful defensive play for South Vermillion. Read incredibly well by the defensive end.
Another inside zone play by North Vermillion, well read by the linebacker there. Filled the hole quickly. Second and goal from the 9.
It's going to be a direct handoff. Short gain once again. Really nothing doing that time. The Wildcats defense is ready, understanding Ellis can pass the ball, but they also have a really, really good running game. I think you got to shut down that part of their game first and turn them into a passing team. So filling those gaps, loading up the box a little bit, and that's going to require North Vermillion to go back to their spread. 3 right, 2 receivers left. Ellis alone in the backfield takes the snap, looking left. It's going to be a fade pass to the corner of the end zone. Defended well. Absolutely perfect defense from Thomas Brooks. Maintained leverage. Got his hand up. Knocked the ball out of the hands of the intended receiver. I believe that was Colby West, the intended receiver.
Good play call by Coach Crabtree. He had an out route in the flat, and then he had Colby West going to the corner of the end zone. Ellis kind of underthrew the ball. Good deflection by North Vermillion. Fourth down and goal from the 9. 5
so
wide.
9:22 to go. We are scoreless here. It's a fourth down play. It's a screen pass out to Reynolds, and he's not going to make it. So big defensive stand for the Wildcats. A couple very good plays for North Vermillion began the drive. Terrific field advantage for them as the drive started from about the 30-yard line, but they have nothing to show for it. Turnover on downs. Possession will go over to the Wildcats.
Coach Barrett's got to be really proud of his defensive effort there in the short yardage situation. I mean, North Vermillion started off the game with a opening kickoff that went for about 60 yards. Reynolds down the field. North Vermillion got a couple first downs and just got kind of stuck there in the end zone. South Vermillion is going to have to change field position here early in the first quarter. They came out in a double tight set, eye backfield, or power eye set here with the ball in their own 5-yard line.
So it's a snap going to be handoff to Nieves. He's going to go off the right hand side, barrels forward for about a 2-yard gain. Bring up 2nd and 8. So give yourself a little more breathing room. As you said, the ball was on the 5-yard line, backed up against your own end zone. Want to try to just expand that out as much as you can, get off that goal line, and they've done that. So Nieves with a good positive 2-yard gain.
Nieves is their South Vermillion's go-to back. He got injured last year against North Vermillion, and last week he had 155 yards on the ground, 162 total offense. So he's going to be a big part of the attack here this evening for South Vermillion. South Vermillion comes out again in a double tight set. Coach Barrett calls timeout. Looks like they have too many guys on the field.
So it is a timeout called by South Vermillion. We'll go ahead and step aside for a short break as well. You're listening to Exciting High School Football on Super Hits 104.9 WAXI.
Teamwork divides the tasks and multiplies the success on the ball field or court and in the workplace. FutureX Industries applauds teamwork and champions the success it brings to their employees and to our local high school athletes. Maybe it's time to find your place on the FutureX team with many professional opportunities. Contact FutureX Industries Human Resources in person in Bloomingdale. Call 498-3900 or email hr@futurexplastics.com. Teamwork for success. FutureX Industries in Bloomingdale and Marshall. The experienced Rockville IGA Meat Department staff will gladly help you select the perfect cut of meat and answer cooking questions. Be sure to try the one-of-a-kind Kirby Signature line of meats, specifically designed for family meals, neighborhood barbecues, or any size gathering. You won't be disappointed with the meat department at your hometown proud Rockville IGA.
We're hometown proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
Super Hits 104.9 WAXI.
Well, welcome back to live action. The second down play is a pass attended by Garzolini. His intended receiver is going to be, check my roster here, Joey Hsu. So intended pass over the middle is deflected down by the Falcons. Defended very well. Kind of a hot route. Once again, just trying to get it over those backers. Put a little touch on that play, but it's to no avail, so it brings up 3rd down and 8 for the Wildcats.
Big play here for South Vermillion. They're stuck in their – they're on their own 7-yard line, so they got to get some yards here if they're going to be able to punt the ball with some success.
So out of the shotgun, ooh, it's going to be a pass out to the flat. That one will be knocked down as well. Wyatt Reynolds will be on the coverage on that one. Thomas Brooks was the intended receiver. So a run and 2 pass plays will bring up 4th down and 7. And it looks like, I would say, a very wise decision for the Wildcats to punt. You're deep in your own territory. In this case, you just got to try to reverse the field as much as you can. So late substitution for South Vermillion. Looks like they've got the players that they need on the field. Punter stands in his own end zone. Punter for the Wildcats is Eli Royal. Receives the snap. Kick is away. It's a low one. Lands at about the 36-yard line. It's going to roll a little bit, and the ball will be downed at the 39-yard line. So advantage the Falcons here in the early part of this game in terms of field position. They'll take over once again. We do have a couple scoring updates from Riverton Park. Fountain Central leads that one 12-8 over the Panthers at half. And the Park Heritage Wolves have taken the lead from Covington. 12-yard touchdown run from Seth Bollinger. They now lead 14-7. Last update we had was 11 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's going to be a pass from Ellis. Long pass down to the left-hand side. It's no good. That's about a 10-yard out from the right hash all the way over to the sideline. That's a long pass, Jake. A very risky pass. As much as that ball is in the air, it gives the defense a chance to kind of undercut it. Potential interception, but plenty of arm strength from Ellis. Unfortunately, just a little bit high. Pass will fall incomplete. Bring up 2nd down and 10.
Good miss by Brennan Ellis there. He threw the ball in a little trouble, but he threw it high away from the defender. It is second down and 10. Ball is on the 39-yard line. They run a counter play to Wyatt Reynolds. Gain for about 2 yards. We are here in the first quarter play. 8 minutes to go. First quarter, no score. On the opening kickoff, Wyatt Reynolds ran a 60-yard return, but North Vermillion got stuck from scoring in the goal line thanks to a stout South Vermillion defense. Now South Vermillion's got the ball, getting ready to march. It's 3rd and 9, though, Stephen. They're going to have to make a big play here.
Looks like they held him to just a 1 yard gain, so it'll bring up 3rd down and 9. Once again, Ellis will be in the shotgun. Reynolds off to his left, 3 receivers left, 1 to the right. He's going to roll out to his left. Good shoulder turn. It's going to be a completion. That's going to be a 1st down to Myers. That's a very difficult pass as you're rolling to your left, but just absolutely textbook from your quarterback to turn those shoulders, absolutely point it right at your receiver. Fired it low to the ground. Receiver went down, scooped it up off the turf. Well executed by North Vermillion. That's enough for a 1st down. Ball's down to the 28-yard line. Hand off to Reynolds. He'll go up the middle. He'll get another short gain. Several black jerseys in on the stop. See Vera in there. Cam Meyer in on the tackle. Looks like that's a gain of 3. It'll bring up 2nd down and 7. Clock's down to 7 minutes to go. We'd like to thank a few of our sponsors. Ron Construction, State Road 59, north of Belmore. And your hometown proud IGA in Rockville. 2nd down play is going to be a quarterback draw. Ellis up the middle. And he will get a 4-yard gain. Gets the ball down to, I believe it's the 21. Bring up 3rd down and 3. So you certainly intend to be in 4-down territory, Jake, I would say here. If you don't get it on this one, the Falcons, I think, are still going to go for it. Try to get that 1st down, but ideally for Coach Crabtree, you want to pick up the 1st down on this play.
Coach Crabtree does an excellent job surveying the defense, analyzing what the defense is going to give them and making a play call adjustment from that.
It's going to be a deep pass over the middle. Receiver wide open. He's got it in the back of the end zone. That'll be a touchdown for the Falcons from 21 yards out. It's going to be a touchdown by Lucas. Correction, that was Nick Myers. Wide open over the middle. Beautiful read. Use those eyes to move the safety off to the left and fired it back across the field to a wide open Nick Myers right at the pylon.
Oh, what a play call by Coach Crabtree. He saw the safety was over the top of a receiver, the second receiver. They saw man coverage. He called a crossing route from Cardner Edney and hit Myers on a streak down the middle of the field. Kick is good by Kenzie Crowder, Stephen. We got a girl kicker here this evening, but she doesn't play like a girl. She's quite an athlete. Good job by Kenzie, making it 7-0 North Vermillion.
It's certainly one of the great stories of high school football in the state of Indiana, for sure. As you said, Mackenzie Crowder gets the PAT to go. It is a 7-0 advantage on our FutureX Industry scoreboard. Falcons with an early lead, 6:09 to go here in quarter number one. We'll step aside for a break. Be back with exciting high school football here on Super Hits 104.9 WAXI.
Give your family the comfort and reliability you want and lower your energy bills with the fuel that can do it all, propane. People across America trust propane to power everything that transforms a house into a home. Premium performance and lower energy bills. Propane can do that.
Hi, this is Dan Overpeck with Overpeck Gas Company. Call us today, 765-597-2201, or visit our website, overpeckgas.com.
Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company has been servicing my business and my home for over 16 years. I value their wonderful service, high-speed internet, and their dedication to keep my service up and running at full capacity. Thank you, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company.
We joined Bloomingdale Home Telephone as soon as the new build reached our neighborhood, and I've said more than once since that finally we have quality, reliable internet at home. Thank you, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company.
Visit us at our website, bloomingdaletel.com, or call 765-498-1000.
We play the super hits on 104.9 WAXI.
Well, it's a short kickoff by North Vermillion. Only travels about 12 yards. It's picked up by the Wildcats. They'll get a few of those yards back and get the ball out to the 44-yard line, where they will take over their possession. Update from Covington. Park Heritage scores once again. This time it is a 7-yard run by Clay Barker and gives the Wolves this 22-7 advantage. So if you're just joining us, Falcons score first, 21-yard touchdown pass, Ellis to Myers. PAT was good by Crowder. This time Garzolini fakes the handoff. It's going to be a swing pass out to Nieves. He turns it upfield. Will be knocked out of bounds at the 50, so right at midfield. We'll pick up 5 yards. It'll be second down, 5 to go for the Wildcats.
I like that play call by Coach Barrett. He comes out in his offense. He's got different formations he throws at you. He came out in a double slot offense with a shotgun formation, getting Garzolini some confidence here in this drive, threw the ball out to Nieves for a 6-yard gain. So good positive play here to open the drive here for Saffermillion.
Well, you said Garzolini is certainly a very talented player. Still just a sophomore, creates a lot of attention. Nieves, beautiful run. High step, hurdle, everything he's got to do to pick up yards, and he gets them. That'll be a first down for South Vermillion.
Great job by Nieves running through the hole there. He ran through B gap, and the linebackers, Josh Little, who's a surely tackler, and Ethan Watson just happened to miss him. Chase Eastland missed him as well, but they rallied him down. I believe it was Carden Redney on the tackle. Now it's first down and 10, South Vermillion.
So pickup of 9 yards, does pick up the first down. The ball rests on the 41-yard line of North Vermillion. This time, fake handoff. Ball over the middle is completed. Great pass completion that time to Eli Royal. See how much this one picks up. It looks like a 12-yard gain. Another Wildcat first down. They're moving the ball well here on this one. Beautiful passes. Garzolini making good, quick reads, just taking what the defense is giving him. And I think, as you mentioned, Coach Barrett, not making it difficult right now. Let your sophomore settle in a big game and make some easy passes. Fake to Nieves, this time looking downfield. Once again, it's a completion. Makes one man miss down to the 5-yard line. He'll be driven out of bounds there. That's Joey Shue, the junior, gets down to the 1-yard line. And we talked about the simplicity of the passes, but that was anything but. You see Garzolini working through his options. First option covered, worked his way back over to the second option. It was covered, had to come all the way to his backside. His third option hits Joey Shue on a cross route. Makes one man miss, gets down the sidelines. He's run out of bounds, as we said, on the 1-yard line. Garzolini's going to go under center, going to cue a quarterback sneak, and it looks like he's going to have plenty. Waiting for the signal. We got it. Touchdown, Wildcats. Beautiful Ansel from South Vermillion. They take the ball in just over 1 minute. Didn't take them long to score, but they are going to have an opportunity to tie this ball game.
Hey, great answer by South Vermillion. Young Garzolini, the sophomore, who's 6 foot, 365 pounds, has a lot of talent with his arm. He can read and he can throw. Very good quarterback for South Vermillion. And Coach Barrett does a good job of throwing some safe pass plays on that drive there for South Vermillion to score.
Luke Higgins will go in for the PAT, and it is good. Splits the uprights right down the middle. So he makes it a tie score. 5 minutes, 1 second to go on our FutureX Industry scoreboard. North Vermillion 7, South Vermillion 7. We have a great ball game here. You're listening to exciting high school football on 104.9 WAXI.
Used to be, back in the day, doctors made house calls. Talk about convenience. Well, thanks to the caring folks at Valley Professionals Community Health Center, convenience for you is once again a priority. With 6 different locations throughout the region, Valley Professionals is there for you. In fact, if you're hearing this right now, there's a location in your neighborhood. Primary care, behavioral health, dental services, and more. Call today, valleyprohealth.org. Valley Professionals Community Health Center, your home for health care.
Hey fans, this is Megan Bullington. Every team knows that a 2-point play can be a winning move. That's why State Farm agent Ryan Luce and his team are here to help you go for 2 by combining your home and auto insurance. It's a great call that saves you time and money.
So go for the win and score savings by combining your home and auto. It's just another way we're here to help life go right.
Call our office, Ryan Luce State Farm, at 765-832-2221.
Since 1977, Super Hits 104.9 WAXI, Rockville, Clinton.
Back to live action. Higgins' kick goes downfield once again, returned by North Vermilion. This time will be by number 21, Lucas Cook. And much better defense that time by the Wildcats. Maybe picks up 2 or 3 yards after he fields the football. And it looks like he will be stopped at the 28-yard line. See where they spot it. They're in the general area. Looks like it's going to be the 28-yard line. It's where the drive will start. Worst field position so far for the Falcons here in this ballgame. This will be their third drive. First one ends turnover on downs. The second one was a 21-yard touchdown pass from Ellis to Meyer. Ellis in the shotgun takes the snap. Will be a pass play. Quick swing out to the edge. Intended for Wyatt Reynolds is knocked down by Eli Royal. You might have heard the reaction in the background. Very close to being a pick six for sure. If he gets that one secured, he's walking into the end zone.
Yeah, great play by defensive end Eli Royal. He was came out of his stance. He saw the screen play or the swing route by Reynolds, read it well, and out of nowhere he got his left hand out and he almost picked it off. Good play by Royal. Now, North Vermilion's got an answer here on second down. South Vermilion's got a lot of momentum with a great crowd. Let's see what Coach Crabtree draws up here.
Truthfully, I was going to say how wide open the receiver was, but as you mentioned, Royal comes out of nowhere. It's going to be a pass out to the sideline, completed to Reynolds. It'll be brought down at about the 37-yard line, and that's going to be a good gain, bring up third down and I believe 1 yard to go. So as you said, Falcons looking to regain traction here. Would assume that you'll see a run play. So South Vermilion begins to stack the box a little bit. Their linebackers creeping up towards the line. It's going to be an Ellis on the quarterback keeper. He's going to have enough. We'll get out to the 40-yard line before he's stacked up. So we'll bring up the first down for North Vermilion. Well, Jake, continuing to get updates and for the Covington. Wheels starting to fall off. They scored first, but Park Heritage makes it 30-7. This time it's a 33-yard touchdown pass. Logan White to Austin Petrillo. Still 5 minutes to go in the second quarter from Covington. Ellis awaits the snap. It will be another pass play. Pass out to the left-hand side. It's going to be a completion to Myers. Another 6-yard gain. Second down and 6.
Great route by Myers. He runs a hitch route. He kind of a read in the defense, reading South Vermilion defense there. Sits down in the route, catches the ball. 7-7 here in the first quarter. 3-4 in the play. The ball is on North Vermilion's 46-yard line.
A 5-receiver set. Ellis, quick swing pass. This time the ball is dropped. It's going to be an incomplete pass. It was in the backfield, but it was still a forward pass. So we'll call that incomplete to Reynolds. Third down and 4 will be the upcoming down and distance. The ball rests on the 47-yard line of North Vermilion. Just under 3:30 to go here in the first quarter. It's been a great football game so far. A duel between two outstanding teams and two terrific coaches in the state of Indiana. Ellis will get the ball up the middle. Rumbles forward for about a 3-yard gain. Be just short of the first down marker.
Inside zone play there by North Vermilion. And 55 linebacker Cam Meyer, senior, 6'1", 190 pounds. Did a good job filling the hole. The double team by Matthew Jackson and Ethan Watson was not able to get up to him. Fourth down and inches. Big play here early in the game in the midfield. 3:02 to play, 7-7 the first quarter.
So despite being fourth and very, very short, it'll be another 5-receiver set, and it's going to be a quick kick by Ellis. That's a great kick. Nobody back there ready to receive it, so it's going to bounce inside the 10, down to the 3-yard line, maybe the 2-yard line. 2.5, somewhere around there. So we'll say the ball's on the 3-yard line. And the Wildcats will take over. So we were fooled. We're thinking, you know, fourth and short, you only have a short distance to go. Why would you have 5 receivers out there? But it's going to be a quick kick, so they'll surrender position back over on the turn or on the punt to South Vermilion. We have a few minutes here, so let's continue to thank a few of our sponsors, the Fountain Trust Company, with 15 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center in the Rockville IGA, and the Jackson family of dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton, Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton, thank you so much for your sponsorship of high school football. So once again, very poor field position starting for South Vermillion. Once again, the shadow of their goal line. They're going to have to find a way to maneuver out of that. They're going to hand it off to Nieves off the right-hand side. Very short gain. We'll say it's a one-yard gain, third down and 9 to go for South Vermillion. You can see just how quick his feet are. You know, even that time, there wasn't a big hole there, but just a shuffle of the feet, a little skip over what could have been some trouble.
Yeah, great
play
there by,
that he needs.
Great play by North Vermillion's defense. Josh Little, the leader of that defense, an inside linebacker. What a wonderful young man he is. He's a hard worker, smart kid, just an all-around great player for North Vermillion throughout his career.
Handoff once again to Nieves. Will come off the left-hand side. He's stopped for another short gain. That'll be a four-yard gain.
It's quite interesting to see the two styles of play here, Stephen. Both are, you know, North Vermillion goes with an up-tempo, no-huddle offense. South Vermillion selects to huddle. North Vermillion signals the plays in. South Vermillion, quarterback runs over to get the play and then runs out and tells his teammates the play. But there's pace to both teams, so it's still a high-paced game from both sides of the football.
Well, I think, you know, just from a strategy standpoint, if you are Coach Barrett, I think you truly want to limit the number of possessions that North Vermillion is able to get. Garzolini is going to roll out. Nothing doing. He's going to try to get as much as he can. We'll tippy-toe on the sidelines, but he'll be run out of bounds by Ellis. So quarterback on quarterback. It's going to be enough for the first down, so really credit Garzolini for maneuvering just enough. But as I was saying, you got to do what's best for your team. Like, if you're a fast-paced team, that's the way you got to play. That's just how you're efficient. But if your offense is on the field and you're running your clock, you're not going to give North Vermillion multiple possessions to try to score the football.
Yeah, they and Coach Barrett has been a wise job at utilizing the clock here, especially deep in their own end. 7-7, 1:14 left in the first quarter. Good play call that last play. It was a bootleg pass. Faked handoff by Garzolini. Did a great job with the fake. Josh Little read it perfectly. Just was not able to make the play. Garzolini rolled around the edge and outran Chase Eastland. Got the first down.
Well, it took us until 1 minute to go in the first quarter before our first flag. It's going to be a false start on South Vermillion. So they pick up the first down, but they're going to lose 5 of those yards on the penalty. It'll be a first and 15 for the Wildcats. I'd like to thank Park County REMC, your touchdown energy cooperative in Rockville. Garzolini will once again be in the shotgun. Nieves off to his left-hand side. It's going to be a straight pass, quick out. Completion to Eli Royal. Steps out of bounds at the 11-yard line. It'll be a gain of 2 yards for South Vermillion. Correction. It was a first and 15. We are now 8 yards to go, so that was a 7-yard gain. Garzolini looking to pass. Once again, this time it's over the middle. He has a man.
Oh, what a play. What a great play by Colby West. They had streaks running down the middle of the field there, Stephen. The ball was thrown. Garzolini had his choice of a receiver. He elected to go to the right with Shu, which is away from the safety, Ellis. West was with him, behind him, but he jumped at the right time. Ball hit his helmet in his hands. Incomplete pass. Great play by Colby West, the senior from North Vermillion.
Well, you don't get the deflection. That could potentially be a face guarding. Didn't get his head turned around, but as you said, just anticipated very, very well. Joey Shue was the intended receiver, had the defender beat, but good recovery by North Vermillion. So the cover four defense, once again, awaiting another pass play. Garzolini, double pumps, going to be completed to Shue. So as soon as he makes the catch, he's met by a defender, and I believe that is Peyton Westfall that was in on the coverage. So great job by the Falcons. You know, it was a first and 15. It was tough sledding for the Wildcats. Had a long way to go. Falcon defense steps up. They get the stop. We have a running clock here, 30 seconds to go in quarter number one.
Great play on that last play there, Stephen. I think you said Peyton Westfall. That was actually Kel Flynn from North Vermillion. You read the wrong number there, buddy.
I appreciate the correction.
I know Kel. What's his name called on the radio, Stephen? So I got to get him. He made a great play there. Kale's a good kid. Excellent play by him, causing some North Vermillion, Tower Vermillion to punt the ball.
Well, absolutely. Give credit where credit is due. So if Kale Flynn wasn't on the stop, I apologize to him. So the punt is going to go out of bounds. It's going to travel out of bounds at about the 42-yard line of South Vermillion. So once again, very positive field position here for North Vermillion.
Field position has been the story here in the first quarter for South Vermillion. When they've had good field position, they've been able to put it together a drive. This is the third drive, but they've been deep in their own end. Great job by Coach Raptree, election to punt on that last possession. We'll see how they come out this way. 7 seconds left in the first quarter, 7-7. They just try to throw a swing pass to Reynolds, incomplete pass.
With the incompletion, it does stop the clock, 7 seconds to go. So we'll bring up second down and 10. Some other exciting games taking place here within the WRC tonight. Riverton Park, Fountain Central, have an update for you. Last we got, it was 12-8 at half. Brendan Ellis will go on the quarterback keeper. So with the run, that's going to take us to the end of the quarter. It's going to be a no gain for North Vermillion. That'll bring up third down and 10. But that next play will have to take place in quarter number two as we have played one. Here from Clinton, Indiana and South Vermillion High School, we'll step aside for a quick break as they move into the field. You're listening to Exciting High School Football on 104.9 WAXI.
Jackson Family of Dealerships in Clinton wants to thank their loyal customers. You are the family in their name, Jackson Family of Dealerships. Be sure to join them as they follow and back our local high school sports teams, North Vermillion, South Vermillion, Riverton Park, and Park Heritage. Jackson Family of Dealerships, just across the River Bridge in Clinton. Stay local, pay less, and check them out at jacksoncars.com.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent. A real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to help keep my farm covered no matter what.
Visit me, Charlie Jones, with HMSB Insurance in Montezuma, Rockville, or Greencastle, or visit HMSBINS.com.
We play the super hits on 104.9 WAXI.
Welcome back to the beginning of quarter number two. North Vermillion trying to get something going here. It's third down and 10. Ellis rolls out to his right, has a receiver downfield. It's going to be incomplete. No, it's intercepted. Pass is picked off by South Vermillion. That pass goes through the hands of his intended receiver, number 21, Lucas Cook. And I thought it hit the ground, but the officials say it was intercepted, so credit to number 8 for the Wildcats. Hunter Hastings, the senior, gets the first turnover of the evening. So the Wildcats do take over possession. The ball sits at the 22-yard line. That's where their drive will start, first and 10.
Big turnover there. North Vermillion had a great field position. Driving a little bit. Ellis rolled out. Good deflection. Interception, South Vermillion.
It's going to be a
great play.
Speed handoff for the Wildcats. Absolutely nothing doing. Wildcats just couldn't get out and block that edge. Thomas Brooks met with a lot of white jerseys as soon as he got the football. So really didn't stand a chance from the start of that play. It's going to be a 6-yard loss.
Great play. That was Ethan Watson from the linebacker position. Ethan's playing a new position this year for North Vermillion at an inside linebacker compared to his defensive end in the past, and he did an excellent job of reading that play, came up. He's got a lot of energy and enthusiasm, made a great tackle. 6 yards loss, second and 16, South Vermillion.
So not a positive play on the jet sweep, so they're going to go to the air. Pass downfield is no good. Will be incomplete, defended well by the Falcons. Intended for Dominic Vera, Lucas Cook. He was actually the one that had the best chance to catch that football, but it's going to fall to the ground. No harm, no foul for South Vermillion. So third down and very, very long to go, third and 16. Ball rests on the 17-yard line. So what do you look to do here in a play like this? You got a long ways to go. You're deep in your own territory. Do you play conservative, or you really try to get that 17 yards?
I would run a screen or a draw, or try to draw the team off sides. Sauerfeldman looking for a screen.
It is going to be a screen pass. It's going to be completed to Nieves, but he catches it with his knee on the ground.
Great job there by senior to defensive end Chase Eastland. He read it, number 67 for North Vermilion. He saw the play. He read the tackle shoulder, saw the tackle pull, was right there to make the play if the ball was recepted. Incomplete pass. Fourth down, 7-7, 10:40 in the second quarter.
Well, South Vermilion really didn't take advantage of the turnover. It was difficult field position for them, but they went the wrong way that entire drive. So Royal once again settled in his own end zone to punt, gets the ball away. It's a low one. Looks like it's going to have a chance to be returned. It is. Lucas Cook turns it upfield, but he's met. Big hit at the middle of the field. For that time, we'll give credit to Peyton Westfall. I think he deserved it on that one.
There he was. Yes, he was right there that time, Stephen. Peyton Westfall, good play by him. And I know he's a good senior for South Vermilion, one of the heart and souls of their team, has had a great offseason, working very hard. Great play by him to see him make a play out there here this evening.
Well, another good number of seniors for South Vermilion. We saw several seniors contributed positively a couple years ago, and obviously your seniors are always a huge part of your program, but a lot of big components to your team on South Vermilion this year will be graduating this coming May. It's going to be a swing pass out to the right-hand side, a short gain for North Vermilion. It'll bring up second down and six on the completed pass. Dominic Vera continues just to absolutely rack up those tackles.
Having a well game so far, Dominic Vera for South Vermilion. I like the play call there by Coach Crabtree. He tries to get Ellis another throw to give him back some confidence and catch with throwing the football. Throws it to Reynolds. Second down and six.
So Ellis, immediate handoff to Reynolds. He gets up about 4 yards before he makes initial contact. I think he's going to fall forward to about the first down marker. He'll get it. So it'll be first down for North Vermilion. So good run by Reynolds. Put those shoulder pads down, falling forward, pick up as many yards as you can.
Wyatt Reynolds, what a delight he's been for North Vermilion. He transferred from Covington. Had a sit out most of the season last year, but when he got his opportunity to play in the playoffs, he made some big noise. He's a wonderful kid, hardworking, great leader for North Vermilion. He's eager to take up the role that Christian Myers left last year.
Well, Joey Shue does make the stop in Reynolds that time. It'll be a short gain of one. I think just a lot of mutual respect that time as Joey Shue made the tackle, and those kids are getting up. Little tap on Wyatt Reynolds' helmet. Like you say, both of these teams know what work goes into the off season. They may be rivals, but they're friends as well. So Ellis looking for the snap. He'll get it. Looking deep down the sidelines. It's up for Cook, and it will be out of bounds. Intended receiver, as I said, was Cook right on the sidelines. Very, very low percentage completion opportunity there. Ball was thrown out of bounds. Really, it's where it needed to be thrown. Good defense. But I think if you're a receiver that time, you need to be a little bit further in, away from that sideline, give that quarterback a much bigger window to try to complete that pass.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Cook could have angled his route in and tried to set up the outside throw. He went straight. It's going to be third and long. They're on an inside zone play. Looks like he's close, Steven. I think he's got it. Great job by North Vermilion, the offensive line up front. Looks like it is a first down.
Well, he was tripped up by Vera, and he would have been able to stop him short of that first down mark, but Reynolds gets his hands down, maintains bounds just enough to gain that other yard or two to get you past the first down marker. So the ball gets down to the 16-yard line. Ellis with the quarterback sneaker? With the quarterback keeper, quarterback sneak. You know, it's a combination of one of those words.
We call it a sneaker. We can call it a sneaker, Steven.
Quarterback sneaker for Ellis. We'll pick up a yard on that play. But North Vermilion continuing to pick up positive yards. They're moving forward here. 8 minutes to go. Still a tie score, 7-7 on our Feature X Industries scoreboard. Ellis with the pass over the middle. Myers once again will score a touchdown for the Falcons. I think that's the same play on the other side of the field. Over the middle, this time it's going to be a 16-yard touchdown pass, Ellis, to Myers. They take a 13-7 advantage. Once again, PAT opportunity coming for the Falcons. Mackenzie Crowder will set up. Mark off her steps. Three back, two to the right.
Now the extra point kick.
Awaiting the snap.
The snap.
A little bit high. Good hold. Mackenzie, though, gets the football up, and it splits the upright. It's good. PAT number two, good for Mackenzie Crowder. And North Vermilion takes the 14-7 advantage off of the 15-yard touchdown pass. So we are into a very, very good game here, Jake. 7:59 to go. Continue to listen to exciting high school football here in quarter number two on 104.9 WAXI.
I'm Greg Harbison, your Clinton Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Wabash Valley Sports on WAXI. Call 832-3644 or stop by my office in Clinton for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Since co-owner Jim Ron founded the company over 40 years ago, Ron Construction has been the local grain handling ag building solutions provider, providing design and construction of grain bins. Ron's offers Brock grain bins and dryers, Westfield augers, bucket elevators and towers, and ball door motors. From service work to building grain bins, Jim Ron and his staff have the expertise to provide you with all your agricultural needs. Ron Construction, State Road 59, north of US 36, 765-344-1608, or visit rahnconst.com.
Super Hits 104.9 WAXI.
Well, Steve Hartman and Jake Weber coming to you from Coach Greg Anderson Field at South Vermilion. The Falcons just score for the second time tonight. They have the 14-7 advantage. Short kick on the ground will go straight ahead. It was received by Braden Allen. He picks up none on that, tackled immediately. So the Wildcats will take over possession once again. The ball rests on the 42-yard line of the Wildcats.
Good pursuit right there by senior Josh Little on the kickoff. He busted his tail down the field, and as soon as he got that ball, Little rocked him a good one. Good job by senior Josh Little, linebacker for North Vermilion, on the heart and souls of their team and especially on their defense.
I definitely want to thank HMSB Insurance in Rockville, Montezuma, and Greencastle. First play for the Wildcats on this, and will be a handoff to Nieves. Goes right up the middle. Antonio will pick up a half a yard on down number one, so it'll bring up second and nine. Well, Jake, once again, another beautiful evening for football. Fans taking advantage of it, come out in force tonight. Sea of blue on the far side of the field. A lot of black and gold here on South Vermilion's home side. And we sit very comfortably inside the press box at Wildcat Stadium. Garzolini rolls out to the right, looking downfield, sees the receiver open. That play developed slowly, came open late, but it's completed. It's going to be a 14-yard gain. Catch made by Thomas Brooks. Well, once again, great job by Brooks. All the receivers did a very good job downfield, understanding Garzolini on the scramble, came back to him, made themselves available, and it was Brooks that opened up late at the hashes. Garzolini found him. So they get past midfield. Ball's on the 46-yard lines of the Falcons. Shotgun set. Hand off to Nieves, looking to stretch the play out to the left-hand side, but that is a huge loss and a great play.
Weston Rowe, sophomore number 75 for North Vermilion defensive end, did an excellent job of coming off his block and making a play on him. I know North Vermilion is very high on Weston and projected to be a great player here in the year in the futures ahead for the Falcons. Great play, number 75, Weston Rowe.
Weston Rowe, 6'3", 190 pounds. Showing his speed off the edge there, absolutely beat the defender. Got into the backfield, disrupted that play. It's going to be second and 16. will be a pass play. Garzalini, plenty of time in the pocket, good protection. He'll throw it down the sidelines here on the near side, but it's going to go over the head of the intended receiver, fall incomplete. Thomas Brooks once again looking to make the catch. He was defended well by Lucas Cook.
Good job by Lucas Cook trying to maintain leverage, staying deep. Garzalini had a check to two or three receivers on that play, well covered by North Vermillion. Coach Lopez, the defensive coordinator for North Vermillion, throwing a lot of different looks at him, sometimes in a 4-4, sometimes in a 4-3, sometimes in a 3-5, keeping young Garzalini on his toes.
Well, it is halftime from Covington. The Trojans do add a field goal, so they close out the half 30-10. Park Carriage with a big advantage, almost intercepted. All right, so it is going to be another interception. That's the second one we've seen today. A ball through the hands of the receiver falls to a defender. That was Wyatt Reynolds on the tip drill getting the interception.
Great play there by Josh Little. Josh, from his linebacker position, would roll to the hook curl area, saw Garzalina roll as well, was made a diving after it, tip ball tipped up, Reynolds gets it. We had a read there play on first down by North Vermillion. Fake to Reynolds, Rallis up the middle, 8-yard gain, 5:40 here in the first quarter, Stephen, 7:14 North Vermillion.
Well, the clock has moved very nicely here in the half or in the first half. Good pace of play, as you say, for both teams. A lot of completed passes, a lot of good run plays. Very little that have required the clock to stop here tonight. Ellis by himself will have another quarterback draw. That's another very short game. It's going to be third down and one. So Mason Holland will get in on the stop. Well, so far, Jake, everything that we hoped this game would be. Both teams playing incredibly well. Two big turnovers have kind of been a key here. One for each team. South Vermillion could not capitalize on their opportunity they had. We'll see what the Falcons can do. Three receivers right, one to the left. Reynolds, Ellis in the backfield. Shotgun snap. It's going to be a fake to Reynolds, but he'll keep it up the middle. He's going to get well past the first down. Pickup of 5 yards. He'll get the ball out to the 47-yard line.
Great job by up front by North Vermillion. Coach Ben Blank, offensive line coach for the Falcons, does a great job with them. Kel Flynn, the center, playing undersized, did an excellent job blocking there, as well as Matthew Jackson, right guard, and number 60 senior, Gage Dice. Excellent job by those young men.
Five receiver set. Pass out to the left will be incomplete. That tried to be a back shoulder throw, really where Ellis wanted to get it. Receiver just couldn't get turned around quite in time. So that's Colby West standing right on the sideline. Well, Jake, it's good that to have you here. Obviously, your relationship with not only the coaches but the players a lot deeper than insight I can provide. But I think it's one of the things that you just see from Falcon, not only football, basketball, but sports in general. Good athletes, but even better kids.
Yes, indeed. A lot of great young men for North Vermillion. Been privileged to get the opportunity to get to know them. A lot of that's done through the leadership and character development by Marty Brown, the athletic director. Kristen Crabtree, the assistant principal, outstanding job she does there. And, of course, Brian Crabtree, the head coach, and his staff do an excellent job training these young men to be young men. And they love their football at North Vermillion. I know they're excited for this football season and this game here tonight.
Well, it's a third down and 10 after the incompletion on second down. It's a short pass out to the right-hand side. Myers gets the catch. He's going to pick up 5 yards, but he's going to be brought down on the hashes. So he is going to be short of the first down. That'll bring fourth and five for North Vermillion. Once again, you got to assume four down territory here for the Falcons. Clock is down under 4 minutes, 3:50 to go in quarter number two. Futurex Industry scoreboard reads North Vermillion 14, South Vermillion 7.
I think Coach Crabtree has an option here. If he punts it, pin him deep, make him use the clock, or go for it. They'd like to go for it. Inside zone play to Reynolds. What a run. Wyatt Reynolds lowers his shoulder. He ran through that hole like like he was coming off a track block, Stephen, man. He's jawed through there. Great job up front, getting a first down, North Vermillion.
That's just imposing your will. If you're the front five for North Vermillion, fire off that football, and the running back puts his head down, just moves forward. So they're going to move the chains. Brings up first down. First down play is going to be a quick out caught by Myers. He'll pick up 6 yards. Looks like he's going to be tackled out of bounds on the North Vermillion sideline. So second down and 6. Looks like they stayed in bounds as the clock continues to run. So plenty of time here for North Vermillion with 3 minutes to go. The ball is on the 29-yard line. No need to rush here, so they'll turn. They'll look at Coach Crabtree as he analyzes the defense. Running back moves sides of the quarterback from right to left. Ellis takes the snap. Another quick out on the right-hand side right at the... Yep, right at the first down marker. He'll fall forward. He'll pick up the first down. And that's just recognition by your receiver. Get to the sticks. Know where you need to be to pick up the first down. And that's where the quarterback put it.
Yeah, great job by Brennan Ellis reading the defense, taking what their defense given. You know, South Vermillion in their 4-3 defense, two deep safety look. That's a hard area to cover in the flat unless the corner is up. They were not been up, playing a little deep coverage. And North Vermillion's taking advantage of that.
Well, Ellis gets chased out of the pocket. Very wise, so he throws the football out of bounds. There is a flag. It's going to be a hold against North Vermillion. I think that's the first penalty we've seen against North Vermillion here in this game.
Looks like we might have a hold.
For South Vermillion, I think that was number 70, Austin Beckman, applying pressure to the quarterback, chased him out of the pocket. No receivers downfield, so Ellis just throws it away.
Ooh, that's it. The holding penalty is a spot foul, which is a deadly penalty, especially if it's behind the line of scrimmage, and this one was. Now it's going to be second and looks like 25.
Yep, I think it's going to be second and 25. You're exactly right. So that's a substantial penalty. If you're North Vermillion, 2:15 on the clock. But we know they can score from this distance, and they can score quickly. It's going to be a quick screen play out to Reynolds. He has blockers out in front, turns it upfield. That is a beautiful play, I believe, by Thomas Brooks. If Thomas Brooks does not make that tackle, he has a convoy ahead of him, and it would have been a lot of green grass for Wyatt Reynolds.
Yes, it was a great play call, screen play to Wyatt Reynolds. And Wyatt caught the ball. He saw a lot of green grass, made an excellent cut, but in a shoestring tackle there by South Vermillion, getting him in third in about 15. North Vermillion gets about half of it back. Let's see what they do here.
Ellis looks downfield. He sees a man. Good completion. That's going to be caught by Lucas Cook. It will be a 4 yards to go here. That was another good positive play for North Vermillion, back to about where they should have been initially before the penalty. So it'll be a 4th down and 5.
Good job by Coach
Falcons
Crafty.
Don't waste any time. They get right up to the line. Sorry, Jake. Action going. Reynolds barrels forward. Good crowd of people there, but he's going to be dropped short. Just a 3-yard gain, and he needed 5. So South Vermillion, they do get the stop they need. Just a minute to go here. They're going to take over possession, but that's absolutely huge before half to keep the Falcons out of the end zone.
Great, yeah, that's a huge play by South Vermillion. They've shown that they can be pretty stout down there already, Stephen. On the first drive of the game, North Vermillion had an opening kickoff that drove the ball, a 60-yard opening kickoff, and they had an opportunity to score on 4 times in their first and goal, but South Vermillion held strong. South Vermillion gets the ball back, 107 to play, 14-7, deep in their own territory.
All right, Garzolini is going to look to pass. He has a receiver on the sideline. It's completed, so very quick play, just a couple of seconds will go off the clock. Pass was completed to Royal. It'll be a pickup of 6 yards. So second down and 4. Well, it's always interesting to see what coaches decide to do. Obviously, you are deep in your own territory. You know, are you going to be content to go to halftime? But Coach Barrett looks like he wants to get some more points on the board here before we go to break. It's going to be an incomplete pass. It's going to fall short once again. Eli Royal is the intended receiver on that far side. So those two have been a dynamic duo here tonight in this ball game. A couple of big plays, some good hookups by them so far in this one. So the clock is stopped, 59 seconds. It's going to be a handoff, and he is up the middle. He's got some room, gets out to the safety, and he's going to be brought down at the 35-yard line. So the clock will stop as we move the chains. I mean, absolutely huge gaping hole there for Nieves to run through. Great job by the front five. But I think you do kind of anticipate here that it is going to be a pass play. So North Vermilion's okay giving up a little bit of distance, but they come up, they make the stop. Garzolini, another out route. Royal, 6-yard gain. We'll step out of bounds and stop the clock. Jake, this is something that you work on every day in practice. Whether it's conditioning or you use it as a part of just skill development, you put that 2 minutes up on the clock, you make your way up and down the field just to see what you can do with the pressure on. Garzolini looking, nothing doing. He's going to pull the ball down. He's going to run. He's going to get to the stick.
Maybe a fumble.
Looks like he did fumble it. Waiting a signal. North Vermilion saying they've got it.
They do.
Well, that that was going to be a very difficult play to begin with. The clock was going to run. 35 seconds to go, and so Coach Barrett, after that play, probably would have been content maybe just to get to the locker room. But unfortunately, they turned the football over. It's at the 45-yard line of South Vermilion with North Vermilion offense on the field. I think that's some time where they can do some damage here. So certainly another big turnover in this ball game. This time it's a fumble by the quarterback. Ellis drops back, looking downfield. Big play over the middle. He's going to have an incomplete pass, I believe.
Carter Edney.
Intended for Carter Edney. There were a couple receivers in the area. Edney was the closest. Second down, 10 yards to go. Well, I invite you to stay tuned. Once we get to the break, we will go into our halftime show. I want to thank the sponsors of our halftime show, Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and Edward Jones Financial Consultant, Greg Harbison in Clinton. But that's a time for another day. We got some action here to still take care of in half number one. Ellis looking downfield over the middle. Once again, overthrown. Lucas Cook, the intended receiver. The receiver was open, had the opportunity there, just a little bit high. So the two safeties over the middle allowed that gap within the middle of the field. Had that pass been completed, there were two defenders there, I think, that would have made the play. Still have 23 seconds to go, though. Third down and 10 for North Vermilion. Two receivers right, two to the left. Will be a handoff to Reynolds. He goes up middle, spin pass or spin move outside, gets down the sidelines. He'll be run out of bounds.
Inside zone play called by Coach Rattray there by North Vermilion, and Reynolds read the hole perfectly. He saw it develop, cut back to the right. That's typically what happens on inside play, inside running, and Reynolds took advantage, did an excellent job getting to the chains, had a great spin move there, first down, about a 14-yard gain.
Yeah, making him dizzy out there for sure, great spin move, getting off of a tackle. He picked up another probably 9 or 10 yards after initial contact. Ellis looking, throws down the right side. He has a receiver there. Ball will fall incomplete. So that was South Vermilion defender in on the coverage, I believe, being number 8, Hunter Hastings.
Good job by Hunter Hastings there, trying to stay deep on Cook. One of the new rules that's happened over the past couple of years, Stevens, they are allowed to face guard now. As long as they make an attempt for the ball, that shouldn't be a problem. And he had a little face guarding there. We had an incident earlier in the game. Good job, good coverage. Great job by the secondary coach for South Vermilion coaching that kid up.
Second down, 10 to go, 9.6 seconds on the clock. Falcons looking to add a few more points before we go to the break. Ellis looking downfield. It's going to be an interception. He sailed that pass over the head of his intended receiver. That was Nick Myers, and Thomas Brooks gets the INT. 4 seconds to go here. So one thing these two teams don't do very often is turn the football over. And each of them have two turnovers here in half number one.
Good play there by was that Royal? Is that who you said?
Thomas Brooks.
Thomas Brooks. Great play by Brooks there. Hanging around. He was deep in his quarter of his coverage. Ball was thrown a little high. Broke on it. Great job. We're going to half here, Stephen. 14-7. North Main lead.
So Garzalini does take the knee. That will run out the clock. As Jake said, our Future X Industry scoreboard, North Vermillion 14, South Vermillion 7. Been an absolutely wonderful game here from South Vermillion High School in Clinton, Indiana on Little Lily Festival weekend. We'll head into the break and go into our halftime show. When we return, you're listening to Exciting High School Football on 104.9 WAXI.
You'll get an unbeatable deal on new Chevy cars and trucks at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga, your premier Chevy dealer, offering professionalism, customer-friendly sales, and service. For initial quality and dependability, nobody beats Chevy, and nobody beats a Clark Chevrolet deal on the new or used car or truck that you've worked, planned, and saved for. See the new Chevy inventory at clarkchevy.com. Find new roads. Clark Chevrolet Sales Incorporated, Cayuga, Indiana, 765-492-3313.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Contact Andrews Heating, your American Standard 2018 Building a Higher Standard Award winner for all your HVAC needs. Andrews Heating, 765-832-9401, or visit them on the web at andrewsheating.com.
We play the super hits on 104.9 WAXI.
Welcome back to South Vermillion High School. We are at halftime here in this one. The Falcons lead 14-7 on the Future Industries scoreboard. You are listening to the Clark Chevrolet and Edward Jones Financial Consultant Greg Harbison halftime show, and we're being treated to an absolute delight here in this one. Once again, county rivalries bring about a whole different feeling of emotions, as if, you know, Friday nights under the lights aren't enough, but you add a rivalry to it, and it just makes things even more exciting. So combination of crowd, weather, and great football makes for an absolutely delightful Friday evening.
Yes, it does indeed. These two schools, close rivalries, one another. It's been one-sided over here the past several years, and the past 9 years, in fact. North Vermillion has had the edge. They've won 9 consecutive games, and there's been some reinsurgence here in the South Vermillion program with the arrival of Coach Greg Barrett. And this is a big game for them tonight, South Vermillion. If they're going to make a push in the conference, which they are more than capable of, they definitely want to come out with a victory here this evening. They have a good quarterback in Garzalini, and now they're down 7-14, and it's been a well of a game. A lot of energy and excitement. Packed house here on the South Vermillion side, and a great crowd on the North Vermillion side as well. Wonderful evening of high school football.
Well, we will continue to cover South Vermillion next week. Good opportunity to let you know. Next Friday night, September 6th, we will travel to Riverton Park, where we will cover the Panthers as they take on the Wildcats of South Vermillion. So please tune in next Friday night for that game. We do have a couple updates as well from other county schools. Fountain Central, Riverton Park, last update we had, it was a 12-8 game. Fountain Central led that one. And Park Heritage continues their dominance in Covington. 30-10 is the score at halftime. The Wolves over the Trojans. But, Jake, as we evaluate and think about what we have in front of us, it's been two teams that offensively have looked very good. Both teams seem to be very, very balanced. They're certainly not afraid to run the football, and they're okay putting the ball in the air as well. The teams, I think, have definitely shown the multitude of ways that they like to attack you offensively. As you said, Garzalini, very impressive for the young sophomore. I think there's no doubt that he's garnering interest and gaining interest from schools that would be interested in having him at the next level. But his play up to this point has been really, really good. But you credit him with the two turnovers. He has the interception. He has the fumble as well. But still plays very composed, cool, calm, and collected for a sophomore. On the other side, you have Ellis, seasoned vet. I mean, that kid has been through every situation that you possibly can. He's turned the football over as well, just trying to make things happen, you know, pushing the ball downfield, trying to make some completions. And you're going to be okay with that if you're Coach Crabtree. understanding the situation, that last interception at the end of the day doesn't hurt you. You're trying to make a last push for a score. If you're going to turn it over, you're going to make South Maine have to go 90 yards in just a few seconds, and very few teams are going to be able to do that. So you don't really worry too much about the turnovers, but it is something that we haven't seen these teams do all that often. That hasn't hurt either one yet, but if you can get another turnover here in this ballgame, potentially sweep momentum to your side, could be a huge story at the end of the game.
Yes, very much. Turnovers is a huge part of football, and especially high school football. Whoever wins the turnover battle usually has an edge in the game if there's an even matchup, and here we have that tonight as well. As well as you want to look at the penalty differential in those games to see how the teams fare in that area. And both teams are very well coached, not very many penalties here this evening. I believe there's only been like two flags thrown. And just a well-played football game, and it's going to come down to here about execution, and that's what you want to have in a game like this. There are two teams that are very well coached, executing at a high level, and we'll see what happens here in the second half. I know both coaches are going to make some adjustments. North Vermillion came out 7-0, and North Vermillion came out 7-0. South Vermillion answered. Now it's 14-7, Falcons.
South Vermillion's marching band is on the field, so awaiting a performance from those. Jake, we didn't mention at the beginning of the game, it was a night for the seniors. Already had senior night recognition for the Wildcats, and we'll have a chance to look at who those seniors are a little bit later. But just interesting timing of the year, of course, to have senior night. But, with the festival here, I think your crowd is going to be higher, and why not provide recognition for those seniors with the greatest crowd possible? But they've got a lot of football left to play. They're not thinking about what you typically think on a senior night, being this is my last chance playing at home. But we will honor and talk about those seniors a little bit later. So I think as you're in the locker room right now, both sides of the football, you're thinking, all right, I'm content. We're in the football game. We've done some things very well. Obviously, things we need to clean up, areas that we need to improve and sharpen for our offense and for our defense. However, thank you very much. But we do think that that these teams are going to really, really continue just to be aggressive. That's what these coaches' mentalities are. And so they're going to continue to push the ball down the field. And I'll have an opportunity to hear you share stats in a little bit. Really hasn't seemed like the running game has been that dominant for either side. Just a few short plays. I think the defenses are very good at making sure that they're minimizing the amount of damage that can be done on the ground. So they're going to look to that pass to try to soften up the defense a little bit and eventually see if they can get that running game going. Well, we'll go ahead and take a break here. You're listening to The Halftime Show, sponsored by Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and Edward Jones Financial Consultant. Greg Harbison in Clinton. When we come back, we'll share a couple of scoring updates with you. Jake Weber will have stats, and we will look at other action here in the state of Indiana and the Wabash Valley. You're listening to High School Football on Super Hits 104.9 WAXI.
My name is Jeremy Montgomery. I'm the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We wanted to reach out to our members and inform you that through our Power Moves program, we have $1,500 in rebates for the install of geothermal systems. This can be combined with an additional $800 in bill credits, and until the end of 2019, there is a 30% federal credit. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyremc.com.
Teamwork divides the tasks and multiplies the success on the ball field or court and in the workplace. FutureX Industries applauds teamwork and champions the success it brings to their employees and to our local high school athletes. Maybe it's time to find your place on the FutureX team with many professional opportunities. Contact FutureX Industries Human Resources in person in Bloomingdale. Call 498-3900 or email hr@futurexplastics.com. Teamwork for success. FutureX Industries in Bloomingdale and Marshall.
Super Hits 104.9 WAXI.
Well, welcome back to Coach Greg Anderson Field at South Vermillion. You are listening to The Halftime Show, sponsored by Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and Edward Jones Financial Consultant Greg Harbison in Clinton. Do have a couple of scores to share with you. Riverton Park leads Fountain Central 16-12 at the half. So go Panthers, continue your good work against the Mustangs there tonight. And in the first play of quarter number three, Colton Brown takes the ball 66 yards for Covington to score a touchdown. Your score there, 13-17. Park Terry just continued to lead, 11 minutes to go in quarter number three. Jake, I'll go ahead and turn things over to you and let you share first half stats.
Thank you, Stephen. Here in the first half, the score is 14-7, North Vermilion. We started off the game with an opening kickoff by Wyatt Reynolds, who ran the kickoff back 60 yards. North Vermilion got the ball down to the 9-yard line but was unable to score. South Vermilion took the ball over, had a punt the football. North Vermilion scored on their the following possession with a touchdown, a pass to Nick Myers from Ellis. That was 7-0 at that point. Then on the following possession, South Vermilion got the ball at around the 50-yard line and came out and executed some pass plays as well as some run plays, highlighted by a 28-yard pass from Garzolini to Shu. And that set up a 2-yard run for Garzolini, making it 7-7 at the end of the first quarter. Then in the second quarter, scoring North Vermilion, Nick Myers received another pass from Brennan Ellis, this time for about, I think it was 18 yards for a score. Yes, it was 18 yards for his touchdown score. And that put the score up 14-7 after a Kinsey Crowder kick. That's where we stand right now, 14-7 at halftime. Total offense right now for North Vermilion, they've had 45 plays for 221 yards. South Vermilion has had 27 plays for 112 yards. Totally differential in plays. North Vermilion has controlled the possession of the ball more. North Vermilion running the football has had 20 carries for 88 yards. They've been led in the carry department by Wyatt Reynolds with 11 carries for 56 yards. That's a 5 yards per carry. And Brennan Ellis has 9 carries for 30 yards. Brennan Ellis, the senior, is 15 of 25 here this evening with 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. One of those came off of a tip pass, and then on a two-minute drill drive late in the second quarter through an interception. So Brennan Ellis, 15 of 25 with 2 touchdowns, 133 yards, and 2 interceptions. Nick Myers has led the way here this evening for North Vermilion. He's had caught the ball 8 times for 81 yards. Wyatt Reynolds has caught the ball for 3 times for 27 yards. For South Vermilion, they've been led by Anthony Garzolini, the sophomore quarterback. He has carried the ball 3 times for 7 yards. He has thrown the ball 6 times for 6 out of 16 for 82 yards. One of those passes was an interception. Garzolini did have a touchdown run from 2 yards that made the score 7-7 at the end of the first quarter. Also carrying the ball for South Vermilion, this is a big key for North Vermilion to stop Antonio Nieves. He has had carried the ball 7 times for 29 yards here this evening. And there you go. So Brooks also has carried the ball 1 time for negative 6 yards. As a team, South Vermilion has carried the ball 11 times for 30 yards. Passing the ball again, Garzolini 6 of 16, 82 yards here this evening. His number one target has been number 17, Eli Royal. He has caught the ball 4 times for 31 yards. Joey Shu, has caught two passes for 30 yards. Thomas Brooks, 1 pass for 13 yards. And Antonio Nieves, 2 catches for 8 yards. So again, here this evening, total plays has been 27 for 112 yards for South Vermilion, and for North Vermilion, 45 plays for 221 yards. Those are your stats here this evening, Stephen. As you can see, North Vermilion's controlled the time of possession, and we've had one treat of a well of a ball game, 14-7 here at halftime.
Control time of possession and control the scoreboard as well. As I said, we take a look at some of the other games that are taking place around the area. And within the WRC, Seeger, with a loss last week to Park Heritage at 0-1, takes on Benton Central this evening, and really bodes well for Seeger. I think it would be a good opportunity for them to get a good comeback and rally after last week's loss. Benton Central just 2-19 under Mike Hammonds. He's in his third year, so I think opportunity for Seeger to pick up a win this year certainly would be good for them. And talking with Coach Moore, despite that 52-7 win last week against the Patriots, Coach Moore feels that Seeger is a very good team and they should be 500 or better. So it'll be interested to see how Seager does as well as Attica. They take on Clinton Prairie, both of those teams 1-0. Clinton Prairie, another team that has struggled here in recent years. Attica receiving votes to be within the top 10. They're not at this point in 1A polls, but they are receiving votes, and we know they're a very, very talented team. Expect a win from Attica there this evening. Crawfordsville at 0-1 travels to West Vigo this evening. Edgewood at 1-0 takes on Monrovia at 0-1 on the year. Evansville Memorial will be at Northview. Northview with a brand new turf field. I don't know if you saw that, Jake. So certainly looking to break that in tonight as they take on Evansville Memorial. The Knights looking for their first win of the year. Tiger Cubs Greencastle will take on Cloverdale. Mooresville travels to Danville to take on the Warriors. North Davies at 1-0 will be at North Central of Farmersburg. The T-Birds, 0-1 on the year. It's been a while since I think they've started a season 0-1, but looking to turn that around tonight. North Knox at 0-1 travels to Eastern Green. Eastern Green is on the schedule for Park Heritage this year, so I know they're a team that has been very, very good in recent years. Coach Moore trying to boost his schedule a little bit, adding Eastern Green. I believe that's week number 5 when those teams will combat. North Montgomery is at Hamilton Heights this evening. Owen Valley, after the loss last week to the Falcons, will take on South Putnam this evening. South Putnam does find themselves in the same sectional that many of our area teams are in. As we said, Park Heritage 1-0 at Covington, looking for their first win on the year. Princeton will be at Terre Haute North tonight. Riverton Park, Fountain Central do battle two teams at 0-1 looking for their first win on the year. Southmont at 1-0 will be at North Putnam 1-0 as well. Sullivan had a win last week. They knocked off North Knox. Linton once again lost another season opener to Southridge. So the Miners 0-1 to begin the year looking for a much better season than a year ago. And finally, Terre Haute South 1-0 will travel to Evansville Harrison to look to get their second win of the year down in Evansville. So certainly wish those schools the absolute best of luck. The updates come quick, Jake. A lot of action, a lot of scoring coming from Covington. Looks like Park Heritage has scored once again. This time it's a 10-yard pass. Logan White to Jalen Kroll. Score is 38-17. Park Heritage leads that one 9-0-3. And as I say that, another text coming from Shane Bollinger. 45-yard touchdown pass. Colton Brown continues to show why he's one of the best players in the conference. 38-24 is your score there. So exciting things happening at Covington tonight. But we look forward to the second half here. We'll go ahead and step aside for another break. Just a couple of minutes here before these teams are going to be ready to go finishing up their stretching and calisthenics out on the field. Clock is winding down, so we'll be ready to go. We'll wrap up our halftime show sponsored by Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and Edward Jones Financial Consultant Greg Harbison in Clinton. When we return, we will kick off half number 2 here from South Vermillion. You're listening to Exciting High School Football on 104.9 WAXI.
The fuel that's going to power America today, tomorrow, and into the future is right here. Propane. Propane is giving businesses a lift. It's driving entire industries in a new, cleaner direction. And it's pulling more weight around the house than ever. Look around and you'll see. Propane can do that.
Overpeck Gas Company. 765-597-2201 or toll-free 800-536-2201.
Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company has been servicing my business and my home for over 16 years. I value their wonderful service, high-speed internet, and their dedication to keep my service up and running at full capacity. Thank you, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company.
We joined Bloomingdale Home Telephone as soon as the new build reached our neighborhood, and I've said more than once since that finally we have quality, reliable internet at home. Thank you, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company.
Visit us at our website, bloomingdaletel.com, or call 765-498-1000.
Since 1977, Super Hits 104.9 WAXI, Rockville, Clinton.
Welcome back here to Clinton, Indiana, where we have a matchup here this evening versus North Vermillion and South Vermillion. It's been one heck of a game here in the first half. It was 14-7, North Vermillion up at halftime. The game opened up with an opening kickoff ran by back by Wyatt Reynolds for a 60-yard run. North Vermillion later scored on their second possession, 7-0. And then Sarah Vermillion answered 7-7 off of a Garzolini pass from Joey Chu that set them up. And then North Vermillion answered in the second quarter with a touchdown, making it 14-7. So both teams are out here, Stephen. They've made their adjustments. We'll see what happens here in the first half. North Vermillion will be kicking off away from the scoreboard from our right to the left to South Vermillion, the home football team.
Well, it was South Vermillion that deferred the toss at the beginning of the game, so they do elect to receive here to begin quarter number two. And North Vermillion, as you usually do, will kick away from the scoreboard. So that way you have the ball facing the scoreboard in quarter number four. So as the approach comes from the entire team of North Vermillion to kick the football off, the ball falls off the tee. So we reset it. It's going to be another kick along the ground. Picked up by Thomas Brooks. Reverses field, comes back across. Makes a couple men miss, but he's brought down after a very, very short return. Good coverage by the Falcons. For them, I believe that was 32. Dalton Thomas and Caden Aguirre.
Aguirre, yes. From and what I hear, Stephen, he's got a nickname. This is a great nickname, Kiwi.
Kiwi?
Kiwi's his nickname.
So Kiwi is his nickname. So Kiwi in on the stop.
Kiwi on the
does
stop.
Does he like the nickname?
I
was going to say, I don't want to call
he's
him that unless I know he
likes
it.
He likes the nickname. So. Yes, he does.
Well, South Vermillion does take over. Football rests on the 31-yard line. It's going to be a fake jet sweep. Handoff to Nieves up the middle. That will be wrapped up. Another short game. So Antonio just hasn't been able to get anything going here tonight. North Vermillion doing a very good job of containing that young man.
Yes, they have. Antonio, a big key to South Vermillion's offense. He was injured last season for most of the season. Was expected to have a good year last year, now a junior. Coming out, had a great game last week, but North Vermillion's put the stop to him so far here in this ball game.
All right, so it's a fake handoff to Nieves. Quarterback pulls it up quickly for a short out to Thomas Brooks, but it goes through his hands, falls incomplete. So we're at third down and 10. If you're Wildcats, you were really hoping that you could get something going here to start this second half. But thus far, haven't been able to do so. And you definitely don't want to be in third down and long situations against this Falcon defense.
Yeah, third down and 9 here, third down and 10 situation. Very important for South Vermillion, I think, to pick up a first down here.
It's a wheel route down the right-hand sideline. He has a receiver there. It's completed. So that is completed to number 2, Peyton Hawkins. As we said, beautiful wheel route run by him. Fakes the out receiver, gets the defense to bite up on it. He turns it upfield, heads down the sideline. It was a beautifully tight thrown spiral by Garzolini. Hawkins rises in the air, pulls that one down.
What a big-time play by the Hawkins. He jumped up in the air, caught the ball at the high point, got knocked out of bounds, but the referee said he was in possession of play when he jumped and got knocked out of bounds by the North Vermillion defender. Excellent play, first down. On the first play there, Stephen, they ran a ISO play for Nieves, and he was stopped right at the line of scrimmage for a 1-yard loss.
Well, that was Weston Rowe in there. Kind of made the initial play. He doesn't make the tackle, but he's in there as soon as the ball was handed off. Disrupted all sorts of timing. It was other Falcons that came in to get the stop, but once again, credit Rowe for a good play defensively off his end position. Two receivers right, two to the left. Jet sweep, fake, hands off to Royal. Excuse me, a pass to Royal. He catches it. Stiff arm on one defender, and he'll get down to the 20-yard line. South Vermillion fans excited about what they see from their Wildcats right now. It was a slow start to the drive. They started at a 3rd and 10. Huge catch by Hawkins, and that time a big catch by Royal over the middle.
Excellent
quick
job.
Slant.
Excellent job. A good play call. This was a play they ran earlier. They had an out route with a slant. Garzolini faked the handoff, hit the slant, first down.
Nieves has it, his biggest gain of the night. If he can get outside, he's got green, and he's out to the pylon. Will stretch
what an
for
effort.
The end zone, and it's a touchdown. kid was like a bowling ball bouncing off of tacklers, just couldn't be brought down. He made that run happen himself. We'll give credit to the big men when they get good blocks, but that time, once he got outside, it was all Nieves getting to the end zone. South Vermillion scores to tighten the score 14-13, looking to add the PAT and tie this football game. Snap is good. Hold is down. And the kick is good. PAT adds another point. 14-14 is our score on the Future X Industry scoreboard. 9:51 to go after an opening drive by the Wildcats that take just over 2 minutes. We'll step aside for a short break. Tie football game here from South Vermillion on 104.9 WAXI.
Jackson Family of Dealerships in Clinton wants to thank their loyal customers. You are the family in their name. Jackson Family of Dealerships. Be sure to join them as they follow and back our local high school sports teams. North Vermillion, South Vermillion, Riverton Park, and Park Heritage. Jackson Family of Dealerships, just across the River Bridge in Clinton. Stay local, pay less, and check them out at jacksoncars.com.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent. A real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to help keep my farm covered no matter what.
Visit me, Charlie Jones, with HMSB Insurance in Montezuma, Rockville, or Greencastle, or visit HMSBINS.com.
We play the super hits on 104.9 WAXI.
You hear super hits here on 104.9 WAXI, but you also get super football as North Vermillion receives the kickoff. Once again, Wildcats elect to go deep. And it is returned by Lucas Cook. He'll get out to the 30-yard line. And that's where the Falcon drive will start. Jake, we are excited, of course, to be in football season. But no doubt, this time of the year for baseball fans gets exciting as well. WAXI is the area's exclusive radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Last I heard, they were leading the Brewers this afternoon. I'm not sure how that game turned out. Would assume that the Cubs finished with the victory there, but definitely don't want to make that assumption with the Central Division being as tight as it is. So Reynolds will get the handoff. He's going to be stopped for no gain. Bring up second down and 10. I'd like to thank the Verter Funeral Home in Cayuga and the Wallace Law Offices in Cayuga, in Covington, Clinton, and Rockville, and Edward Jones Financial Consultant Greg Harbison in Clinton. Thank you for your sponsorship of high school football. North Vermillion, two receivers right, two to the left. Ellis, straight drop, gets flushed out of the pocket, goes to his right, finds a man downfield, pass is completed. That's going to be a good 15 or 16-yard gain. I think it's a gain of 16 and a first down for North Vermillion. Going to wait for the player to get up so I can see his jersey number.
I believe it was Nick Myers there again. Great job by Nick. He adjusted his route. He ran a hitch route, then he floated past the defense as he saw Ellis ran and stayed within his sight, caught the pass. Coming up limp, Steven. He's had one well of a game. I think it's very important that he gets back on the field at some point. They're going to sub him in for number 23, Clayton Bailey. Clayton, a wonderful kid from North Vermillion, high-character young man, and I know he's excited to get some eager action here this evening. But that's going to be a concern there, Nick Myers. We've got to watch him, see if he gets back in this football game.
Well, the clock runs. We get under 9 minutes to go. Tie score here. Falcons with the football. We're going to have a short break here. They're going to look to reset the play clock. So is that a final score, Jake? Riverton Park does defeat Fountain Central 22-20. So congratulations to the Panthers. They get their first win of the year here in 2019. Once again, we will be covering the Panthers next week. It will be South Vermillion against Riverton Park here on 104.9 WAXI. Joey Hsu comes in, gets the stop on Wyatt Reynolds. Good gain, though. Pickup of seven.
Just received a notice that was Riven and Park's first win over Fountain Central since 2005, Stephen. So 14 years. It's been a long time for the Panthers to come out victory over Fountain Central. Congratulations to Coach Brad Sanders and his squad for a 22-20 victory over Fountain Central.
That's a great, great way to get a final score here of the evening. We'll look for Park Heritage, hopefully, to have a positive score as well. North Vermillion will pick up another first down on the pass completion this time.
That is
another receiver is down. I believe that's Edney. I assume that one may be more cramping related. He's trying to pull that toe. We saw a lot of cramping last week, so we're going to go ahead and see an official's timeout. They're going to sub him out as well. Myers is back in the football game, so he did not take too long of a respite on the sideline. Well, North Vermillion moving the football well here on this drive. It's on this 40-yard line of South Vermillion. First and 10. Quarterback awaits the snap. Looks for like a blitz from South Vermillion. It is. Quarterback gets past it. Now there's nobody in the secondary to stop him. He is caught from behind. But the blitz came. And those backers just got a little bit too far into the backfield. Ellis went up the middle, and there was nobody there to stop him. But he is chased down from behind, but not until after. A very huge gain for Ellis. Looks like it's going to be on the 13-yard line. Another first down for the Falcons.
26-yard run by Ellis. What a cut he made in the hole. He ran the ball. Fake to Reynolds going to the right. Could have been a power play. I really couldn't see. Ran off tackle, made a great cut to the right, then back to the left, and got it vertical. First down, North Vermillion on the 14-yard line.
Well, Reynolds is stopped as soon as he gets the handoff on that play. It's going to be a no gain. Second down and 10. North Vermillion, Park Heritage scores two more times. 52-24 is our score from Covington. 3:25 left to go in quarter number three.
Second down.
If you just happened to turn on the radio, we gave an update a few minutes ago. Riverton Park gets a 22-20 victory over Fountain Central. And Jake shared that was their first victory over the Mustangs since 2005. Quick slant by Lucas Cook is completed. It'll be a gain of 7 yards. Gets the ball down to the 5-yard line. Third and two to go, so that's a gain of 8. Two to the left, two receivers to the right. Running back Reynolds to the left of Ellis. Fake handoff, quarterback keeper up the middle, and it'll be a touchdown for the Falcons. So a score by the Wildcats is answered by a score from the Falcons. They will take a lead once again here in this ball game. Futurex Industries scoreboard reads 20 Falcons, 14 South Vermillion, 6:05 on the clock. I believe what I read was that Mackenzie Crowder was the first female in North Vermillion school history when she scored her PAT last weekend to score a point in football for the Falcons. So once again, congratulations to her on that accomplishment tonight. She's been 2 of 2. This one is up, and it is good as well. So 3 for 3 on PATs for Mackenzie Crowder tonight. Score is 21-14. You're listening to exciting high school football here on 104.9 WAXI.
The Wallace Law Firm is there when you need them, working with you on criminal law, divorce, custody, adoptions, real estate, bankruptcy, expungements, driving privileges, Social Security disability, and estate planning matters. Wallace Law Firm has been in business for over 100 years with 3 offices in Covington on the Courthouse Square, Clinton, State Road 163 near McDonald's, and now on the west side of the square in Rockville. The Wallace Law Firm, cheering on all of our local high school teams.
You'll get an unbeatable deal on new Chevy cars and trucks at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga, your premier Chevy dealer, offering professionalism, customer-friendly sales, and service. For initial quality and dependability, nobody beats Chevy, and nobody beats a Clark Chevrolet deal on the new or used car or truck that you've worked, planned, and saved for. See the new Chevy inventory at ClarkChevy.com. Find new roads. Clark Chevrolet Sales Incorporated, Cayuga, Indiana, 765-492-3313.
We play the super hits on 104.9 WAXI.
Well, North Vermilion set to kick off once again after the score. Up to this point, we've seen everything on the ground. This is a short kick. It does go in the air. Received by South Vermilion. That's Vera, Dominic Vera. He catches it at the 40, and that's where he'll be tackled. Now the Wildcat offense trots back onto the field. They'll look to answer once again. So Brennan Ellis caps off a good drive by North Vermilion, driving it into the end zone from about 4 yards out, 5 yards out.
I would anticipate Coach Barrett here on this possession to use some type of play action, maybe roll Garzolini out of the pocket, get him on a bootleg of some sort. He seems to be pretty effective at that. Also, they have the out slant route that could be possible as well. Here we go, first and 10. Garzolini fakes the ball to Nieves, throws a hitch route to Royal for a six-yard gain. It'll be second and 4 for the Wildcats. Garzolini is a young talent for South Vermilion, very well polished, great young man, high character, great student. He can throw the ball a lot of different angles, different ways, and he's prone for a great career at South Vermilion here. And so far, he's been leading the Wildcats pretty well, showing great composure in the pocket, making good passes throughout here the game. Here we have second and 4. Trips to the right side, the wide side of the field. Garzolini in the backfield, fakes to Nieves, throws another hitch route, incomplete pass. It is now third down, Stephen, and 21-14, 5 minutes left to play in the first quarter, in the third quarter, North Vermilion ahead.
Well, Jake, you have to wonder if that route was run incorrectly by one of those receivers. You had two within about a 3-yard area. Thomas Brooks, one of them, Peyton Hawkins being the other. It was actually Brooks that got his hand on that incomplete pass, but usually you don't want players that close in an area. So it falls incomplete, third down and 3. Ellis on the draw, hands it off to Nieves, gets off to the left-hand side, shows that speed down the sidelines. He makes a man miss, gets down to the 10-5, and that's where he'll be brought down. Shifty back, absolutely beautiful run by Nieves. He had been really contained for a long, long time here in this ball game. Just a few short yardages, but that time gets a huge gain as well as his long run to score a touchdown on the last possession. So Nieves coming out big for the Wildcats in half number 2. But once again, blocking is an absolute key. That time he was untouched until he got 50 yards downfield.
Inside run play to Nieves. He did a great job in the hole, a little shifty back, got a little juke cut, made a good cut to the right, to the left, gained about 45 yards on the play. Gets the call again, but gets back to the line of scrimmage, maybe got two there, Stephen. It'll be second and goal from the Wildcat 5-yard line.
Well, he got you down there. Why not give him a chance to finish it off? North Vermilion is ready that time, though. It was a gain of 2, second down and goal, down to 4:18 on the clock. North Vermilion 21, South Vermilion 14, looking to tie the ball game with a score here. Ball rests on the 5. Quarterback awaits the snap. Looks for a slant. It's incomplete. Awaiting a flag, seeing if there is one. There's not going to be, so that's going to be good coverage on the far side. Eli Royal, your intended receiver, and I believe that is Nick Myers. They got his hand in there for the deflection.
Nice to see Nick back out on the field. He got injured earlier. He's had one well of the game on the offensive side, and on the defensive side, he got his hand in there to block it off. Good play call by Coach Barrett. That's been a successful play, an out-route slant combination through the slant, incomplete. Now they got trips, a bunch pattern out here on the right side, a bunch wide. See what's going to happen.
Looking right. He had a receiver open. It's going to be low. Garzolini one-hopped Thomas Brooks. So it is fourth down, five to go. Decision here for Coach Barrett.
So Coach Barrett elected after that long run by Nieves to give the ball back to him, but he only got a yard and went through two passes back in a row. Now it's going to be fourth down for the Wildcats. I have to believe that he's going to try to get Garzolini rolling out of the pocket somehow here, or some type of play action fake. They go in the same formation, trips to the right, bunch formation wide. Garzolini goes back to pass the ball. He's in the pocket, holds it. Oh, what a pass. Nice play. Garzolini throws the ball high up there, Steven, and only Brooks could catch it. He over a defender. Brooks caught at the high point. Touchdown, South Vermillion, cutting it to 21-20 here with 3:49 left to play.
Jake, if I'm not mistaken, that's the exact play. They just ran the play before where he short-hopped the receiver, but that time has to go high, get it over the backers, and as you said, absolutely pinpoint accuracy. Gets it to the receiver. It is 20-21. PAT team on the field looking to tie this football game once again. Kick is up. It looks like it's good from our possession or our vantage point, and it is. Our position doesn't lie. Kick is good. We have a tie ball game on our Futurex Industry scoreboard. Wildcats 21, Falcons 21, 3:49 to go here in quarter number three. Doesn't get much better than exciting high school football here on Super Hits 104.9 WAXI.
Hi, I'm Doug Weisheit. The Fountain Trust Company is excited to offer our new Simply Free checking account. With no minimum balance or no monthly service fee, our Simply Free checking is the perfect account for everyone. Even better, our Simply Free checking account comes with a free thank you gift. Stop by your local Fountain Trust Company banking center to learn about how to get your free gift today. The Fountain Trust Company, member of FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Used to be, back in the day, doctors made house calls. Talk about convenience. Well, thanks to the caring folks at Valley Professionals Community Health Center, convenience for you is once again a priority. With six different locations throughout the region, Valley Professionals is there for you. In fact, if you're hearing this right now, there's a location in your neighborhood. Primary care, behavioral health, dental services, and more. Call today. ValleyProHealth.org. Valley Professionals Community Health Center. Your home for health care.
Super Hits 104.9 WAXI.
Welcome back. Wildcat kickoff is fielded at the 15-yard line by Cook. Cook gets to the middle of the field, turns up, makes a man miss, gets tackled by three or four Wildcats. As we see a flag come down onto the field, we'll see what the call is going to be. If you're just tuning in, 21 all is our score. 3:42 on the clock. We are in quarter number three. Continuing to get some updates as other games that started a bit earlier than ours are wrapping up. What we know so far, Seeger over Benton Central 41-7, Attica over Clinton Prairie 50-14, and we believe both of those games were Mercy Rule games. Riverton Park over Fountain Central, final score 16-12. So the call will go against North Vermillion. It's going to be a holding penalty. We'll move the ball back to the 16-yard line. And last update we had from Park Heritage, 52-24 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Park Heritage leads. It's a screen pass out to the right. Pass is completed. So the penalty proves to really not be an issue as the ball gets right back out to where they would have started the drive. Joey Hsu is in on the stop. And Wyatt Reynolds gets the reception. So the same lineup we've seen all night long from North Vermillion. Two receivers right, two receivers to the left. Ellis will keep it himself, and there's nothing there. So he's met in the backfield by a host of cats. I think that was led by number 7, Austin Beckman. Definitely want to thank a few more of our sponsors. Thank you to Orpet Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy in Marshall and Covington, and Ryan Luce State Farm Insurance right here in Clinton, Indiana. Screen pass out to the left. Completed to Wyatt Reynolds. Takes an initial hit. He'll spin forward, get the ball out to the 29-yard line. It'll bring up third down after just a gain of one. Clock runs at 2:33. This time, two receivers will trot out to the right-hand side, wide side of the field. Here on the short side, you have a single receiver. Ellis is going to roll out to the right. Looks at a man downfield, wide open. Nick Myers is at the 30, makes a man miss, breaks a few ankles, and will get all the way down to the end zone for a touchdown. So from, I believe, the 29-yard line, it's going to be 70 yards, touchdown. Not sure what happened there defensively, but Myers did not have a man within 15 yards. Defender tried to chase him down. Myers put on a little juke. Defender fell. Myers scores.
Oh, what a play. Ellis managed the pocket, held it well. Myers breaks off his route. I think he ran an out route, and he went up the field as he saw Ellis kind of scramble or hold his pocket. And Ellis threw a beautiful pass to Myers, caught it, and Myers made an awesome cut back into the field. It's causing the Sacramento player to go down into the end zone. Kinsey Crowder just made another extra point. She wants that total count to go to her 1,000-point total there, Steven. I'll see if I can work that out for her, but I don't know if they'll count that for the Falcons.
Well, scores coming fast and furious here in quarter number two. What was a 14-7 score at half? Now is up to 28-21. Falcons lead after a 71-yard touchdown completion to Nick Myers. We'll step aside for another break. When you come back, we'll wrap up quarter number three here from South Vermillion on 104.9 WAXI.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Contact Andrews Heating, your American Standard 2018 Building a Higher Standard Award winner for all your HVAC needs. Andrews Heating, 765-832-9401, or visit them on the web at andrewsheating.com.
The Rockville IGA proudly offers high-quality produce featuring name brands you know and trust. The produce experts will gladly help with specific product selections and answer any questions you might have. Take a moment and see what's fresh today in the produce department at your hometown proud Rockville IGA, a full-service grocery store.
We're hometown proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
Super Hits 104.9 WAXI.
Well, Bryson Dalby is going to get the squib kick from North Vermillion. Just kind of reached out with a paw, swatted that one down. It was a live football, but able to fall onto it. Wildcats will keep possession. Stephen Hartman, Jake Weber coming to you from Coach Greg Anderson Field here in Clinton in South Vermillion High School. What a absolutely outstanding ball game we've had so far.
28-21. It's been an explosive second, third quarter here, Stephen, with between South Vermillion and North Vermillion breaking out the big plays. Garzolini drops back, has 21. Open. He's still on his feet. He could go.
He'll get down to the 10-yard line after a huge gain. Once again for Bryson Dalby. So he gets the recovery of the onside kick and now picks up several yards of possession for South Vermillion. How much was that, Jake?
62 yards on the reception.
Great. I'll let you do the math on that one.
A 62-yard reception, beautiful pass there by Garzolini. They ran another combination route on the field side where they had an out, and Darby ran a slant on the inside or post, made a great catch. The Falcon was there to make the tackle. He got off the tackle, dodged it, and came out of the pile, ran down the sideline, and Josh Little made a touchdown saving tackle there. 28-21, minute 35 to play. South Vermillion got the ball on North Vermillion's 4-yard line.
First and goal. Pass going to the corner of the end zone, well over the receiver's head. So once again, that was Bryson Dalby, his intended receiver. Pass to the corner of the end zone about 3 feet too high. That's an uninterceptable pass, however. So if you're going to miss, that's where you want to miss.
8-yard line.
But
I was incorrect, Stephen, there. They're on the 8-yard line. But, yes, Garzolini threw the ball where he needed to throw it, and just out of the reach of Darby there in the corner.
Well, the tackle was made on the far side of the field, so a little bit difficult to tell. I thought he was close to the 5-yard line as well. However, find him just on the 8. It's going to be a screen pass to Nieves. Nothing doing. That play really didn't have a chance. North Vermillion kind of smelled it. It's one of the things, if you're a defensive lineman, if you get to the quarterback that easily, something should tell you this isn't right. And that's exactly what you saw from North Vermillion. They read it, they sensed it, and they just stayed off of Garzolini. He had no angle whatsoever to get it to Nieves. So it does fall incomplete. It'll bring up third down, a big third down possession here. Third and goal. Football on the 8-yard line. A minute 22 on the clock. So quarterback by himself in the end zone. It's going to be a quick hot pass over the middle. It is caught. And it's going to be a touchdown, South Vermillion. Garzolini strikes again to Eli Royal, this time 8 yards out. The flurry of offense continues, and back and forth we go. Several lead changes, several ties here in this one. So as we said, the score at half was 14-7. It is 28-27. And we will look for another tie here. The snap is back. A little bit high. Gets it down. Luke Higgins gets the football up. It's also good. Credit the offense. Credit the kickers tonight. RPATs have been perfect. So we are tied once again on the Futurex Industry scoreboard. 28-28. We'll go ahead and keep it here. Like to thank a few more of our sponsors that we have. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company with internet and phone in Bloomingdale, Rockville, and Coloma areas. Futurex Industries in Bloomingdale, Marshall, and Terre Haute. And Valley Professionals Community Health Centers with 8 locations, including the mobile bus. Thank you for your sponsorship of high school football. Well, we are just wrapping up quarter number 3, Jake. A minute 19 to go on the clock. Tie score, as we've said. When we get to the end of this game, obviously we'll have a lot of exciting action to cover, scores to share, and we'll bring you our post-game show sponsored by the Fountain Trust Company. When we do that, we'll have player of the game honors, we'll have high energy lineman of the game, as well as our Rockville IGA sub of the game. It's going to be some difficult awards to share so far. A lot of players tonight making a huge impact on the game.
Very much so. A lot of explosion, a lot of energy and excitement here. It's been a wonderful setting here this evening at South Vermillion. It's been a great crowd from the Little Italy Festival Parade, Labor Day weekend. South Vermillion's got a great crowd on hand, and so does North Vermillion. What a well of a ball game, 28-28. We'll see what here happens here in the remaining minutes of the third quarter and fourth quarter.
Well, the air is let out of the stands a little bit as kickoff goes out of bounds. Crowd was rocking and rolling, and then you just heard a little bit of a sigh as the kick goes out of bounds and the penalty flag comes out of the official's pocket. The North Vermillion will take over anyway. So things continue to go well for Park Heritage from Covington. They do lead as well. Whenever a football goes out of bounds, Jake, the football will be placed at the 35-yard line, so that's where North Vermillion begins this drive. There's only a minute 19 to go here in the quarter, but you begin to wonder, will we see another score here before we even get to quarter number 4? Ellis, quarterback draw up the middle. He's brought down immediately, stopped up by number 55, Cam Meyer. Cam Meyer is not a stranger to bring down the quarterback in the backfield. I believe had two sacks a week ago in their win over Covington. They'll bring up second down and 10. Ellis once again in a shotgun position, looks downfield. Same play he saw to Myers, gets it downfield, and it's completed. That is an absolutely difficult catch, almost impossible.
Lucas Cook
hauls it in over his shoulder. And that's exactly where the football needed to be once again, defended well by Dominic Vera on the far side.
But that's a Sorry to interrupt you there. 37-yard pass completion to Lucas Cook down the sideline. Beautiful ball by Ellis. Streaking pattern by Cook. Well completed.
41 seconds to go. South Vermillion gets the football down to the 28-yard line of the Wildcats. Ellis, quarterback draw, gets the ball ahead about 2 yards to bring up second down and 8. So that clock will continue to run. But once again, said the opportunity is there for North Vermillion to score with a minute 19 on the clock, and after that long pass play, certainly seems to be a possibility. The Falcons, though, in no hurry. Play clock is down to 13. Game clock, though, down to 7. So I think the Falcons are going to let this clock run out, and they will get to quarter number 4 before they take the next snap. Well, we have a tie ball game here from South Vermillion on our FutureX Industries scoreboard. 28, Falcons 28 to the Wildcats. We'll go to quarter number 4, and we will try to decide this one. You're listening to exciting high school football here on Super Hits 104.9 WAXI.
Jackson Family of Dealerships in Clinton wants to thank their loyal customers. You are the family in their name. Jackson Family of Dealerships. Be sure to join them as they follow and back our local high school sports teams. North Vermillion, South Vermillion, Riverton Park, and Park Heritage. Jackson Family of Dealerships, just across the River Bridge in Clinton. Stay local, pay less, and check them out at jacksoncars.com.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community who I can rely on to help keep my farm covered no matter what.
Visit me, Charlie Jones, with HMSB Insurance in Montezuma, Rockville, or Greencastle, or visit HMSBINS.com.
We play the Super Hits on 104.9 WAXI.
We begin quarter number 4. Stephen Hartman, Jake Weber bringing you the action tonight from South Vermillion. It's going to be a penalty actually to start the quarter. Looks like it's going to go against North Vermillion. Be a false start penalty. Move the football back 5 yards. So now it rests at the 32-yard line of South Vermillion. And we'll bring up second down to 13. Ellis, your quarterback, gets the snap, hands it off to Reynolds. Reynolds goes left, has some space out to the left-hand side. He'll be chased out of bounds down by the 20-yard line. He was right at the stick. We'll see if he gets the first down or not. The down marker says third down. So I think he's going to be about 2 yards short.
Good run play there by North Vermillion. They've needed one for quite some time. They ran a stretch play to Wyatt Reynolds. Good blocking on the perimeter by Carter Edney and Colby West. Well done by Mr. West, wide receiver for North Vermillion. What a wonderful young man he is. Great kid. Great student, high GPA. Someone you want to see to be successful. Ellis on the carry on the far side of the field. Ran a quarterback stretch play there. Gets the first down. Pick up about 7, it looks like, Stephen.
So I saw the football on the ground. They must have called him down already because they moved the football back to where the tackle was made. But there was a loose football. But they will say possession was down, so they moved the football ahead. On the first down, it's down to the 11-yard line, so it's going to be first and 10 from the 11. Ellis takes the snap, looking downfield, pass to the corner of the end zone, and there's going to be a flag. It'll be pass interference against the defense. So South Vermillion is going to be victims of the first pass interference call that we've seen tonight. That's a very difficult position to be in. I think the receiver actually turned the wrong way and made that look a little more awkward than it needed to be. But nonetheless, he'll get the call. So because that play was made in the end zone and the ball rests on the 11, it's going to be half the distance. So we'll be first down and goal from the 5-yard line. A lot of space here on the right-hand side. You wonder if they'll look to come this way. They don't. They go weak side, short side with Ellis on the quarterback sneak. It'll be a gain of 4. He'll get down to just outside the goal line. Well, we've seen the Wildcats make many stands defensively tonight. Kind of wonder if they have one more in them.
They've been pretty stout here in their own red zone area, Stephen. They shut out North Vermillion twice, causing the Falcons some trouble. Now it's second down and goal. Got it down from the 1-yard line here from the press box.
They'll stay in the shotgun. Ellis will keep it again, and he will get a touchdown again. Ellis takes it in from 1 yard out. Follows the blockers right up the middle, and he goes in untouched. That is his second running TD for the evening. And the Falcons take the lead once again. 34-28, your score. Falcons once again with a lead. This time we'll see holder for Mackenzie Crowder be Nick Myers. They've done a very good job so far tonight. I will not tell you what her kicking percentage is with the risk of jinxing it. Now I can tell you she's 5 of 5 on the night. So very, very good job by Mackenzie Crowder. So 35-28 is our score. The Falcons once again regain the lead here from Coach Greg Anderson Field. 10:55 to go in this ballgame. We will step aside for a short break. You're listening to exciting high school action here on 104.9 WAXI.
Give your family the comfort and reliability you want, and lower your energy bills with the fuel that can do it all, propane. People across America trust propane to power everything that transforms a house into a home. Premium performance and lower energy bills. Propane can do that.
Hi, this is Dan Overpeck with Overpeck Gas Company. Call us today, 765-597-2201, or visit our website, overpeckgas.com.
Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company has been servicing my business and my home for over 16 years. I value their wonderful service, high-speed internet, and their dedication to keep my service up and running at full capacity. Thank you, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company.
We joined Bloomingdale Home Telephone as soon as the new build reached our neighborhood, and I've said more than once since that finally we have quality, reliable internet at home. Thank you, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company.
Visit us at our website, bloomingdaletel.com, or call 765-498-1000.
We play the super hits on 104.9 WAXI.
Welcome back to South Vermillion High School. North Vermillion set to kick off. The kicking does come from Wyatt Reynolds. It's on the ground. Skipped out of bounds, so that one will also start from the 35-yard line for South Vermillion. We do have some scores that have gone final. Park Heritage, 60, Covington, 24. So, when you think comparing apples to apples here, the only team that you have really to look at is Covington, as they have played South Vermillion and Park Heritage. Score last week, South Vermillion, 20, Covington, 14. This week, Park Heritage, 60, Covington, 24. So that shows you a little bit of the offense that we see from Park Heritage, as South Vermillion has been able to put up 28 points here tonight. So can maybe be a little discouraging for some defenses that are trying to prepare for that Park Heritage offense, but they get their second win of the year. They are 2-0. Garzolini throws it out to the flats. That pass is completed to number two, Peyton Hawkins. So definitely adds, as we said, considerable implications to the final result of this ball game. Both of these teams yet to play Park Heritage in this season. That's going to be a very, very difficult game. Both of these teams having to play Attica, which we know will be a tough game as well. You got to snag those big wins when you can get them. Ball goes out to the 39-yard line of South Vermilion. Second down, 4 yards to go. Another short pass to Eli Royal. Royal hops the defender, jumps forward about 4 yards. He will get to the first down marker and more. Out to the 45-yard line, Eli Royal picks up the first down on a 6-yard gain. I'd like to thank Clark Chevrolet. Find new roads with Chevrolet in Cayuga. Thank you for your sponsorship of high school football. I think a few of the other scores that we heard had gone final was Seeger 61, Benton Central 21, Riverton Park 16, Fountain Central 12. That score is final. Garzolini looks downfield, looks, pocket collapses. He's being chased out, does get away, finds a man downfield. It's a completion. That will be a 13-yard gain. Garzolini extends the play and gets it downfield. Dominic Vera that time on the reception. So Dominic Vera done a very good job defensively. Steps in, contributes to the offensive side of the football as well.
Number 81, Dominic Vera, did a good job running a crossing pattern. Garzolini did an excellent job maintaining his composure in his pocket, keeping good feet, good footwork, rolled to the right, threw a bullet of a pass for a 13-yard gain, first down.
This time they'll keep it on the ground to Nieves. He'll spin forward, get out to the 39-yard line of the Falcons. It'll be a 4-yard gain. Second down and 6. A couple other updates we see. Evansville Memorial wins 24-0 at Northview. South Putnam 32, Owen Valley nothing. The Eagles of South Putt are 2-0 on the year. Owen Valley drops to 0-2. Garzolini, twins to the right, twins to the left. Straight drop. He'll step up in the pocket, see some space. He runs using his wheels. Takes a big hit down the field, but not before he picks up the first down and a lot more. That was Nick Myers that came up with the big stick, but the quarterback gets up. Prances back to the sidelines. Coach Barrett definitely relieved to see that. Big, big wheels that time by the quarterback. So the ball will get down to the 20-yard line. First and 10 to go from there. Short pass, Royal. Once again, that's just the quick screen out to the left. Receiver doesn't do anything except take about a yard step back. Garzolini will hit him as soon as the snap comes back. That time really didn't even have his hands on the laces. Completes the passes. They don't get any scoring gain whatsoever or any gain whatsoever. The ball will stay at the 20.
Good play by Wyatt Reynolds there, the outside linebacker for North Vermilion. He came off a block, shed off the block, made almost a one-arm tackle on Royal. South Vermilion comes up, trips to the short side of the field. Nieves on the short side. Looks like they're going to run a stretch play, possibly the left. Garzolini pumps, fakes, goes down the middle, incomplete. Well covered by South Vermilion. Well covered by North Vermilion. South Vermilion ran a similar play as they did last time, trying to get a fake. They faked a screen to Royal and tried to hit a receiver down the middle of the field, but North Vermilion was well covered there on third down. Now it's third down and 10 with 7:17 left to go here in the ball game. 35-28 North Vermilion. South Vermilion has trips off to the right side on the wide side of the field. Nieves off to the right. Third down play. Hands off Nieves up the middle, and he is stuffed by a host of Falcons. Ethan Watson, Gage Dice, and And also 75, that is Weston Rowe on the play. Yes, great job by the young Weston Rowe, the young Falcons defensive end, of really stuffing that play on the right side. Gage Dice came over the top, as well as Ethan Watson at the linebacker position.
Well, what has been a very positive drive up to this point, stalled a little bit here once they got deeper into Falcon territory. Fourth down, 11 yards to go. It's going to be a timeout called by North Vermilion. Really want to talk this one over. We're down to 6:33 to go in the ball game. 35 North Vermilion, 28 South Vermilion. Now the Falcons will look to extend their lead here on this possession. So we'll go ahead. We'll step aside for a quick break. Exciting action coming at you here from South Vermilion. Don't go anywhere. We'll continue to cover things here on Super Hits 104.9 WAXI.
Used to be, back in the day, doctors made house calls. Talk about convenience. Well, thanks to the caring folks at Valley Professionals Community Health Center, convenience for you is once again a priority. With six different locations throughout the region, Valley Professionals is there for you. In fact, if you're hearing this right now, there's a location in your neighborhood. Primary care, behavioral health, dental services, and more. Call today, valleyprohealth.org. Valley Professionals Community Health Center, your home for health care.
Hey fans, this is Megan Bullington. Every team knows that a two-point play can be a winning move. That's why State Farm agent Ryan Luce and his team are here to help you go for two by combining your home and auto insurance. It's a great call that saves you time and money.
So go for the win and score savings by combining your home and auto. It's just another way we're here to help life go right.
Call our office, Ryan Luce State Farm, at 765-832-2221.
Super Hits 104.9 WAXI.
Well, back to live action. It's going to be a pass play by South Vermilion, but he's going to be hit in the backfield, and it's going to be called an incomplete pass, so it will be a turnover on downs for South Vermilion. A lot of pressure coming from the Falcons' defensive line. Garzolini tried to extend that play as much as he could, stepped up in the pocket, and they were going to say his arm was coming forward as he was hit. So it's incomplete, turnover to North Vermilion. They'll pick up their first down here. Ball rests on the 21-yard line. Ellis has it. He'll hand it off to Reynolds. Reynolds gets it out to the 25-yard line before he's brought down. Jake, have a host of new scores that have come in as a result of the wonderful world of social media. Twitter has provided us with a final from Greencastle. They defeat Cloverdale 19-18. The Patriots from the north side of Vigo County, 35, Princeton 0. Ellis looking to change play a little bit. Calls the audible to his defensive line. Excuse me, his offensive line, receivers. Two left, two to the right. Hand off to Reynolds, a good crack back. That play by Edney. It will get outside down the sideline. Cuts it back inside. Gets out across the 50 and will be brought down at the 47-yard line. As I said, great job by Carter Edney on the crack back block. Really set the edge for the running back to get outside. Pick up good yards, get across midfield. Falcons offense driving once again here. We've gotten down to the 5-minute 30 mark. Wildcats desperately trying to get another stop here. The Falcons trying to hang on to this lead.
26-yard gain there by Reynolds. Another stretch play. Excellent block on the edge by Carter Edney. He set the edge. There was nobody after that block. Sprung him for a 26-yard gain. Now it's first down and 10. Ellis up the middle. 12-yard gain. North Vermilion marching. South Vermilion desperately needs a stop here. Defense looks tired. They've been out there for a long time here this evening. And North Vermilion's offensive line starting to take over up front on that last play. Great job by Matthew Jackson, the sophomore, as well as Gage Dice, number 60, 67, Chase Eastland, 54, Ethan Watson, and number 52, Josh Little.
So the ball now at the 35. After the 13-yard gain, first and 10, Ellis. Up the middle, tries to get outside, can't. kind of contained inside the middle. South Vermillion steps up for the stop. It's a 3-yard gain. Will bring up second down and 7. Also got a final from West Vigo. They are victorious 45-18 over Crawfordsville. The Vikings move to 2-0. As we said, Edison Memorial 24, Northview 0, so the Knights fall. South Putnam 32, Owen Valley 0 is a final. Second down play here is a handoff to Reynolds, and he is immediately met in the backfield. Number 75 for South Vermillion. Check that. Is that 79 or 75?
79 there, Stephen.
Okay.
Caden McMahon.
McMahon in on the stop.
There we go.
Very, very good play from him. Was unblocked. I think that's a misread by your quarterback. And Wyatt Reynolds paid the price.
Great job for the defensive end the position there by Caden. He came up. He charged the mesh rush pretty hard. Quarterback misread, gave the ball to Reynolds, and he got stuffed. Oh, another good play by South Vermillion linebacker. Stuffing the hole. I believe that was Chu. No, number 70 was on the play. Austin Beckman, the defensive lineman from the defensive tackle position. It's going to be fourth down, and Coach Barrett wisely calls a timeout.
Well, yeah, absolutely. This is a huge, huge play. Not only is fourth down and 10 for the Falcon offense, but we're down to 3:40 to go in the game. Very quickly, that clock has expired here in the fourth, so we are down to a very critical moment. Coach Barrett wants to call that timeout, preserve some time while he can, give his offense an opportunity if they get the stop here to drive and score and attempt to tie this ball game.
Well, if you're here at this situation, if you're Coach Crabtree, you have a lot to think about. Fourth down and 10. With 3:40 left to play, you have the advantage. You're on South Vermillion's side of the field. You're actually on the 35-yard line. You have a choice to punt to pin South Vermillion deep in their territory, or you have the choice to go for it or maybe try to get them to jump off sides. If you're South Vermillion, you definitely want to hold strong here on the defensive side of the ball and get the ball back at this position if you can, and hopefully put a drive together to get this ball game tied up.
Well, we did see what you would call a quick kick early on. However, with that ball at the 35-yard line, I think this is just an opportunity for you to go for it. Put the ball down the field to your receivers. Let them try to make a play and let your quarterback lead this team into hopefully a first down. It's going to be over the middle, and it's completed out into the open. It's going to be a touchdown, I believe. For the third time tonight, Nick Myers gets into the end zone. Is that the fourth? Third of the fourth.
Fourth time.
Fourth time for Nick Myers. Well, he's had a huge evening. He has been absolutely a force to be reckoned with for this Wildcat secondary. But he's going to now come back. He'll do the holding for North Vermillion as well. Mackenzie Crowder lines up her steps. Snap back. It's down. It's up. And I think it's once again, it is good. And really, Jake, it has been that play over the middle. I know three of his scores have been that streak right down the hash. And Ellis has just done a terrific job trying to move the defense and allowing just Nick Myers to break open at the right time. So another terrific play for North Vermillion. They extend their lead out to 42-28, an absolute backbreaker for the Wildcats. Now in this possession, you got to try to score and score as quickly as you can. Conserve some time on that clock. After you put the ball in the end zone, of course, you're going to go for the onside kick. But it would have been a huge opportunity for them on 4th and 10 if they could get a stop and try to get the football back. That's what Coach Crabtree does so well, understands situations, puts his team in the best position to win.
There's most definitely one of the brilliances of Coach Crabtree in his offense is he's able to count numbers and he's able to count the secondary and call plays based off of that. And on that particular play, he's seen this tonight, is when they go 2x2. South Vermillion is vulnerable in the middle of the field because of the safety play. And they ran two all streaks. All goes was that route that it appeared. across the board, and Ellis looked right, pulling the safety over to the right, the one high safety, and hit Myers on the left-hand side for a touchdown. That was a took the wind out of the stands here at South Vermilion here this evening. 42-28, 3:32 left to play. South Vermilion is going to get the ball back. A lot can happen here with this time of play. They have two timeouts left. We'll see what goes on here the remainder of this ball game.
Well, the Cats await the onside kick, and they get it. Number 56 for South Vermilion will rumble forward. Number 56 being James Mancourt. Normally you tell your front line just to fall on that football, but he scoops it up, and he took it forward. He got it into Falcon territory. He'll get it out to the 43-yard line, and that's a really good starting field position if you're South Vermilion. I think this team absolutely capable of scoring quickly. Garzolini showed he's got the arm to put it down the field as well.
So first and 10 for the Wildcats. They start with great field position.
So what was the 14-7 game at halftime? As we said, now out to 42-28. A lot of offense coming here in half number two. It's going to be a short route to South Vermilion's Bryson Dalby, but it will fall incomplete. Second down and 10. 3:26 to go on the clock.
Kel Flynn, the outside linebacker, did an excellent job getting to his drop and getting his hands up and almost picking that ball off. North Vermilion has gone to a three-front defense. They are in their 3-3-5 type stack looked with a two-deep secondary. South Vermilion going to trips formation, looking to move the football as quick as possible.
Absolutely. Trips to the left. Two-step drop. Garzolini lets it go downfield. It's going to be overthrown and intercepted. Who else but Nick Myers tonight gets the interception? So that ball was a little overthrown, and Nick Myers was in the exact spot he needed to be. In fact, that ball probably should have been thrown to the inside, thrown a little bit outside by Garzolini, and it leads to the interception. So the Falcons take over possession once again. They are deep in their own territory. The ball is down on the 12-yard line. However, there's 3:19 to go in the ball game, and they have a two-touchdown lead.
Two-touchdown lead. Garzolini went deep. Definitely tried throwing the ball downfield. Myers did an excellent job at his corner position, playing a deep quarter spot. Stayed in that position, avoiding the crossing route, and made a pick. He's had one well game. It's going to be trips left. Wyatt Reynolds in the backfield.
So Ellis hands off to Reynolds. Reynolds gets outside, turns it upfield, and he will gain maybe a yard. We'll call it second and 9. So there are two timeouts remaining for the Wildcats. 3 minutes to go in the ball game. Coach Barrett has the decision to make of when he needs to use or wants to use those timeouts. With the clock running after keeping the ball on the ground, North Vermilion is certainly going to use every bit of that play clock that they can. It's down to 8 seconds. Takes the snap. This time he fakes it off, but he's going to hang on to it. He'll get out to the numbers and get to the 20-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 7 yards. So this time Coach Barrett does use one of his timeouts. We'll go ahead and step aside for a quick break. 2:35 to go in the ball game. North Vermilion leads 42-28. Here from South Vermilion, you're listening to exciting high school football on 104.9 WAXI.
Since co-owner Jim Ron founded the company over 40 years ago, Ron Construction has been the local grain handling ag building solutions provider, providing design and construction of grain bins. Ron's offers Brock grain bins and dryers, Westfield augers, bucket elevators and towers, and ball door motors. From service work to building grain bins, Jim Ron and his staff have the expertise to provide you with all your agricultural needs. Ron Construction, State Road 59, north of US 36, 765-344-1608, or visit rahnconst.com.
The Wallace Law Firm is there when you need them.
Working with you on criminal law, divorce, custody, adoptions, real estate, bankruptcy, expungements, driving privileges, Social Security disability, and estate planning matters. Wallace Law Firm has been in business for over 100 years with three offices in Covington on the Courthouse Square, Clinton, State Road 163 near McDonald's, and now on the west side of the square in Rockville. The Wallace Law Firm, cheering on all of our local high school teams.
We play the super hits on 104.9 WAXI.
Back to live action. Quarterback keeper off to the right-hand side. Ellis will get forward. Has enough for the first down. However, there is a flag on the play. Wait and see what that call looks like. I'd like to remind you that next week we will travel to Riverton Park and watch the Wildcats competing against the Panthers. That will be our game of the week here on 104.9. That penalty is going to go against North Vermillion. They moved the football back to the 10-yard line. So that'll bring up 3rd and 12 for the Falcons. 2:30 to go on our clock here as we look a little bit down to the south, Jake. We see some fireworks rising above the trees coming from the city of Clinton.
Coaches on the far sideline signaling in the Falcon play. Two or three of them waving their arms frantically.
Looks like Ellis is going to shift his running back a little bit, moves him from the right-hand side to the left. This time he'll keep it up the middle. Yep, he'll be tackled from behind, and he'll get out to the 17 or 18-yard line. Trying to see if I can pick up the number on the defender. I think that's Bryson Dalby. And Dominic Vera is going to be in there as well. So we have another timeout. And we'll step aside one more time. Maybe not one more time, but we'll step aside again. And we'll come back to finish up what's left of the action here in the fourth quarter at South Vermillion. The Wildcats 42, North Vermillion 28.
You'll get an unbeatable deal on new Chevy cars and trucks at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga, your premier Chevy dealer, offering professionalism, customer-friendly sales, and service. For initial quality and dependability, nobody beats Chevy, and nobody beats a Clark Chevrolet deal on the new or used car or truck that you've worked, planned, and saved for. See the new Chevy inventory at clarkchevy.com. Find new roads. Clark Chevrolet Sales Incorporated, Cayuga, Indiana, 765-492-3313.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Contact Andrews Heating, your American Standard 2018 Building a Higher Standard Award winner for all your HVAC needs. Andrews Heating, 765-832-9401, or visit them on the web at andrewsheating.com.
We play the super hits on 104.9 WAXI.
So on the fourth down, North Vermillion elects to punt, quick kick with Ellis, and it will travel out of bounds into Wildcat territory. Our officials are going to set the football. I believe that went out about the 35-yard line. So that's where they'll put it, and that's where South Vermillion tries once again to see if they can get a quick score here as they trail by two touchdowns, 2 minutes, 11 seconds to go. Have a much clearer picture of the conference race in the Wabash River Conference right now. We'll wait and see what the final game of this looks like before we update what that looks like. And several scores that we can share with you as finals here around the Valley. Pass over the middle. That is completed to Joey Hsu. Cannot quite get out of bounds, so credit North Vermillion for keeping the receiver in bounds. That's going to be a gain of 8 yards. They'll bring up second down and 2 to go. They get it out to the 43-yard line. Wildcats looking to go quick here. 1 minute, 45 seconds on our clock. Garzolini looking. All time in the world. Looks downfield. It's a completed pass. That's to Thomas Brooks. So credit his line for giving him time. Credit Garzolini for keeping his composure looking downfield. Thomas Brooks with a diving catch on the sidelines. They'll move the football down. It is in Falcon territory. So they go from the 30 or 43 of South Vermilion into the 42 of North Vermilion. Pass over the middle is going to be knocked down. That's Josh Little that will get the deflection looking at Joey Hsu over the middle. But he was rushed immediately up the middle by a Falcon defender. I think that was Carter Edney that applied the pressure. So he had to get rid of it quicker than he wanted to. Josh Little right there in a good defensive position.
Good job by North Vermilion, Josh Little. Excellent. And Carter Edney applied a good pressure there on Garzolini. Garzolini had the guy open, but Little, the inside linebacker position, reacted really well and made a great play. It'll be second down and 10 with 1:37 left to play. 42-28, North Vermilion in lead. Trips to the right side of the field.
Garzolini, once again, over the middle. The ball is tipped. It will fall incomplete. Had another opportunity to be intercepted. It was Ellis with the best chance of that one. There is a player in the middle of the field that is down. I think there was some contact made as the pass arrived. It is a South Vermilion player that is down on the ground. So as we wait to see what player that was, we cannot see a number from our vantage point at this point, but Coach Barrett's out on the field. Training staff is assisting the player as well. So we will go ahead and step aside for a quick timeout as well while they attend to the injured player. It's a minute 33 to go here in the ballgame. North Vermilion leads 42-28 on our Future X industry scoreboard. You're listening to high school football here on 104.9 WAXI.
My name is Jeremy Montgomery. I'm the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We wanted to reach out to our members and inform you that through our Power Moves program, we have $1,500 in rebates for the install of geothermal systems. This can be combined with an additional $800 in bill credits, and until the end of 2019, there is a 30% federal credit. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyremc.com.
Teamwork divides the tasks and multiplies the success on the ball field or court and in the workplace. FutureX Industries applauds teamwork and champions the success it brings to their employees and to our local high school athletes. Maybe it's time to find your place on the FutureX team with many professional opportunities. Contact FutureX Industries Human Resources in person in Bloomingdale. Call 498-3900 or email hr@futurexplastics.com. Teamwork for success. FutureX Industries in Bloomingdale and Marshall.
Super Hits 104.9 WAXI.
Well, welcome back to Coach Greg Anderson Field here at South Vermilion in Clinton, Indiana. We are still awaiting the injured player to get off the field. I believe that is Thomas Brooks. And we kind of said, I think there was some contact. The defender got to Thomas Brooks as soon as the ball was arriving. So a very, very clean hit, certainly nothing malicious at any point. Yes. It was just poor timing, maybe kind of a blindside hit for Thomas Brooks. The ball was tipped up into the air, and the receiver just didn't have a chance to haul that one in. But Thomas Brooks is being helped off the field as we speak, putting a little bit of pressure on that left ankle, but needing some assistance as well. So we'll hope the best for Thomas Brooks. He's had a big second half. He's been a very, very critical component to the offense here in this ball game. So Coach Barrett now tries to rally the troops that are on the field to get them going here. Do want to update you once again on WRC scores that we have. Thank you to Amy McAllister, John Rawlison, Shane Bullinger, keeping us posted on the Park Heritage game. Final there, Wolves 60, Covington 24. Riverton Park knocks off Fountain Central, final score 22-20. Attica defeats Clinton Prairie 50-14. And Seeger victorious over Benton Central 61-21 was the final of that one. Garzolini, delayed handoff to Nieves. He gets up the middle, has some space. Gets down to the 30, 35. And he will go down at the 27-yard line. So it will be a first down for the Wildcats. A minute 27 on the clock. It will stop as the chains move.
South Vermilion. Now the Wildcats want to go without a huddle
Obviously, offense going to move quickly once the first down markers are in place. That clock will pick up. Nieves, quick snap, looking downfield. He finds a receiver downfield. Defender undercuts, and I think it's going to be an interception, and it is. Lucas Cook gets the pick for the North Vermilion Falcons, and they will take over possession, and that will do it for the Wildcats. One last little nudge from the Falcons just to kind of say, yep, we've got this game in control now, as they take that interception down from, I believe it's around the 13-yard line, and that's going to do it for this ball game. But what a ball game it was, Jake.
Oh, an excellent ball game. We were treated to a treat here early in the season. We knew it was going to be a competitive contest between South Vermilion and North Vermilion. 42-28 ball game. North Vermilion's coming out on top. Excellent game by Brennan Ellis throwing the football, and a breakout game by Nick Myers. He had one well of a game. He had one interception, and he had four touchdowns tonight. Big yardage on him. 42-28 again is going to be your final. They're in the victory formation. It's been an excellent contest, something you want to see in high school football from both schools.
Well, it gave us a beautiful evening of football, great opportunity for these quarterbacks to show what they can do with their arm. A lot of plays being made in the air. So when you have passing QBs, it just makes things a little bit more exciting. It's an entirely different story when maybe these teams have to compete in the mud. For a rain game, kind of slows down your passing offense. You become more like a pig in the mud where you have to stay on the ground. But nonetheless, we're able to see some really, really quality performances tonight. But it's going to be a well-earned victory for the Falcons, and the South Vermilion Wildcats must wait one more year to see if they can knock off the Falcons in this storied rivalry. It's going to make it 10 years now that the Falcons are victorious over the Wildcats. As they get the victory tonight, your final score, Falcons 42, South Vermilion 28. We will step aside for a quick break, and when we come back, we will get into our Fountain Trust Company post-game show. We'll wrap this up. We'll look at stats from Jake Weber. We'll hand out our post-game awards, and we will look at final scores from around the valley. You've listened to exciting high school football here on 104.9 WAXI.
The Wallace Law Firm is there when you need them, working with you on criminal law, divorce, custody, adoptions, real estate, bankruptcy, expungements, driving privileges, Social Security disability, and estate planning matters. Wallace Law Firm has been in business for over 100 years with three offices in Covington on the Courthouse Square, Clinton, State Road 163 near McDonald's, and now on the west side of the square in Rockville. The Wallace Law Firm, cheering on all of our local high school teams.
You'll get an unbeatable deal on new Chevy cars and trucks at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga, your premier Chevy dealer, offering professionalism, customer-friendly sales, and service. For initial quality and dependability, nobody beats Chevy, and nobody beats a Clark Chevrolet deal on the new or used car or truck that you've worked, planned, and saved for. See the new Chevy inventory at clarkchevy.com. Find new roads. Clark Chevrolet Sales Incorporated, Cayuga, Indiana, 765-492-3313.
You're listening to the Fountain Trust Company post-game show as we've been treated to an absolutely outstanding ball game here in Clinton, Indiana. Final score 42 to the Falcons, 28 for South Vermilion. Halftime score 14-7. It was a game that was kind of an opportunity for both teams to feel each other out, figure out what they're looking to do, what they're trying to do offensively. Defense has looked pretty good. But a lot of offense really took over in that second half. I think when you looked at North Vermilion's start, how they had just that 60-yard return by Wyatt Reynolds, I think that kind of set a tone very, very early on. They were focused. They're here to play. Coach Crabtree's teams are always that way. So they started off very strong, but South Vermilion did a terrific job all night long coming back and answering whatever call it was that the Falcons put on them. Offense looked much better in that second half, moved the football fluidly. Their ability to pass the ball down the field is just incredibly impressive. It's going to be a challenge for a lot of teams to prepare for either one of these offenses when you have the diversity that you've got. Several receivers across the field able to make plays, and then you go to Nieves and Wyatt Reynolds in the backfield. I think it's incredibly difficult to figure out what poison you're going to try to stop first. So both of these teams, huge quality on offense, and defensively, I think they're very, very solid as well. Exciting football game coming from Vermilion County tonight, and both of these teams certainly did their coaches and their communities very, very proud. It was a game that had more turnovers maybe than we're used to, especially coming from these two programs. But I think that just talks to about the quality of the defense that they were going against. So all in all, fantastic football game, perfect evening for us to be here. And thus far, Jim, we've seen our area schools in Park Heritage, South Vermilion, and North Vermilion look incredibly good. And Riverton Park with a big win tonight, we're excited to go there and see how they can do as they try to take on the Wildcats as well.
Yeah, great night here of high school football across the board in the Wabash River Conference and the Wabash Valley. Congratulations to Riverton Park on a great win, 22-20 over Fountain Central. That's their first victory since 2005. Here this evening, it was an amazing game to call, amazing game to watch. The intensity level was well played. It was back and forth. The game of football is a game of momentum. And the Falcons, coming into the season, they had some question marks about receiver, and they answered that with Nick Myers here this evening, who did an excellent job running some routes, catching some deep balls that Coach Crabtree likes to throw. And they just a wonderful game by North Vermilion to come out on top here this evening. But for South Vermilion, you have a lot to build from this game. You had your moments where you felt like you could overcome the hurdle that was in front of you. But the Falcons were just too much experience, too much depth, very well coached, and a lot to learn from South Vermilion. They can build from this to get better and improve. They still have some young core nucleus as part of their squad that they can develop throughout the season, and the conference is still open. You know, we talked about the broadcast, that preseason predictions between the who could be the conference champions. We talked about North Vermilion, South Vermilion, and Park Heritage. You know, Park Heritage with a big win overnight over Covington, and North Vermilion come out here on top in a very competitive football game. So very proud for both schools, the great sportsmanship across the board, both class acts on both sides, and mutual respect. So good game here this evening, 42-28, North Vermilion over South Vermilion.
Well, the conference race has become very, very interesting. Obviously, if you're South Vermilion, the one loss definitely doesn't take you out of contention. North Vermilion, Park Heritage will have to play each other later on in the year. Park Heritage gets over one hurdle tonight in defeating Covington. But Attica still kind of waits in the wings as well. So, you know, when you think about certainly Park Heritage or North Vermilion will have at least one loss as they play each other. And if South Vermilion can then maybe go to Park Heritage, win that football game, it certainly makes things very interesting atop the conference. So there's still certainly everything to play for if you're Coach Barrett and his squad. You got to make sure that you maintain focus and continue to work hard throughout the year. Obviously, conference is incredibly important. You're thinking about winning the WRC, something that you want to do for your team, but you do. You prepare ultimately for what you can do in postseason play. Try to improve, try to get better each and every week. And that's what these coaches excel in doing, and how they're going to definitely prepare going forward. So certainly not all is lost if you are the Wildcats. Their performance tonight will definitely raise a lot of eyebrows from coaches and teams as they're trying to game plan, figuring out what they're going to do to slow this offense down that we saw tonight. So we'll go ahead and we'll take our first break here on the Fountain Trust Company postgame show. When we come back, we will look at stats with Jake Weber. So you're listening to high school football on 104.9 WAXI.
Hi, I'm Doug Weisheit. The Fountain Trust Company is excited to offer our new Simply Free Checking account. With no minimum balance or no monthly service fee, our Simply Free Checking is the perfect account for everyone. Even better, our Simply Free Checking account comes with a free thank you gift. Stop by your local Fountain Trust Company banking center to learn about how to get your free gift today. The Fountain Trust Company, member of FDIC and equal housing lender.
Used to be, back in the day, doctors made house calls. Talk about convenience. Well, thanks to the caring folks at Valley Professionals Community Health Center, convenience for you is once again a priority. With six different locations throughout the region, Valley Professionals is there for you. In fact, if you're hearing this right now, there's a location in your neighborhood. Primary care, behavioral health, dental services, and more. Call today. ValleyProHealth.org. Valley Professionals Community Health Center. Your home for health care.
Super Hits 104.9 WAXI.
Well, welcome back to South Vermillion. You're listening to the Fountain Trust Company post-game show. Final score this evening, North Vermillion 42, South Vermillion 28. Jake, I'll go ahead and turn things over to you. Let you share the stats from tonight's ball game.
Thank you, Stephen. It was a well of a game here this evening. We were a great host, a great crowd here at Clinton. The game opened up with a 60-yard kickoff return by Wyatt Reynolds that got stopped for a score. South Vermillion defense held their own in the red zone. South Vermillion had to punt the ball, and North Vermillion came back and scored, making it 7-0 there. And then South Vermillion answered with a score of their own, 7-7, at the end of the first quarter. Then in the second quarter, it was 14-7 going in at halftime. And then the scoring happened, Stephen, and this happened so fast and so quick, I lost count what happened in the third quarter in terms of scoring, but it was the game ended up 42-28 North Vermillion. In the game here this evening, North Vermillion ran 74 plays for a total of 529 yards of total offense. That's an average of 7.15 yard per play. South Vermillion had 50 plays for 385 yards total offense. So in this game, we had roughly over 900 yards total offense. South Vermillion had a 7.7 yards per play. In this ball game, there was the tale of the turnovers. North Vermillion turned the ball over two times off of two interceptions from Brennan Ellis. And South Vermillion had, I believe it was one, two, three, four turnovers here this evening, three interceptions from Garzolini and one fumble in the game. So as far as penalties, it was four penalties for North Vermillion, 35 penalty yards there. South Vermillion only had two penalties for 10 yards. So it was a well-played game, lots of offense across the board. North Vermillion was led by Brennan Ellis. He played one well of a game here this evening. He carried the ball 24 times for 112 yards. That's over 4.5 yards per carry. He went 22 of 32 for 319 yards. That's 9.9 yard per attempt. He had four touchdown passes, all to Nick Myers. And he also had two touchdown runs of his own. For the day, North Vermillion carried the ball 42 times for 210 yards. Wyatt Reynolds, besides Brennan, chipped in with 18 carries for 96 yards, had 5.3 yards per carry. Receiving-wise, Nick Myers was the target here this evening, who had a breakout game. He had 11 catches for 202 yards and four touchdowns. Also contributing, Wyatt Reynolds had four catches for 39 yards. Lucas Cook had two catches for 45 yards. One of those was a 37-yard pass. Carter Edney had one reception for 8 yards in the game. And Kinsey Crowder scored six extra points, was 6 for 6 here this evening, kicking the ball. So that is your stats for North Vermillion. For South Vermillion, they were led here this evening by Mr. Garzolini, Anthony Garzolini, the sophomore quarterback. He had four carries for 24 yards, an average of 6 yards per carry. He went 20 of 39 with 250 yards, including two touchdown passes and one rushing touchdown pass, one rushing touchdown. That's 6.4 yards per attempt. Antonio Nieves had 14 carries for 117 yards and a touchdown. And the main target here this evening for Garzolini, I don't have these stats total up, but Royale had a well of a game here this evening. I think he caught, I believe it was six passes for a total of, I think he had, yes, he had six passes for a total of 45 yards. Those are your stats I got for you so far, Stephen. I haven't got all the receiving stats. Also contributing on the receiving end was Antonio Nieves. Joey Hsu had a 28-yard reception, as well as some other receptions here this evening. Royale had a big game, six receptions, I said earlier, for 45 yards. And also Brooks, who got injured, had a couple of receptions. And Peyton Hawkins had a well of a game here, catching two balls here this evening as well. So those are your stats I have here, Stephen. It was 42-28 final. 529 yards total offense for North Vermillion, 385 yards total offense for South Vermillion.
All right, Jake, thank you very, very much. As we said, I know it's an interesting time of the year, but we did have senior festivities prior to tonight's game. So they did honor the seniors on the football team, and we'll mention those to you here real quick. Seniors for South Vermillion include Hunter Hastings, Eli Royal, Bryson Dolby, Isaac Wanniger, Nate Andrews, Peyton Westfall, Cam Meyer, Wesley Peebles, David Giovanni, Dominic Vera, Caden Gilbertson, and Parker Crosley, all seniors on this Wildcat football team. Did have a presentation with their families before tonight's game, but a lot of football left to be played here in 2019. We'll continue here on our post-game show, sponsored by the Fountain Trust Company. When we get back, we'll take a look at final scores from around the valley. We'll hand out our post-game awards and put a nice little bow on tonight's wonderful high school football game that we had here in Clinton, Indiana. So thank you so much for tuning in. We're not done quite yet. Come back, and we'll wrap things up here on 104.9 WAXI.
Jackson Family of Dealerships in Clinton wants to thank their loyal customers. You are the family in their name, Jackson Family of Dealerships. Be sure to join them as they follow and back our local high school sports teams, North Vermillion, South Vermillion, Riverton Park, and Park Heritage. Jackson Family of Dealerships, just across the River Bridge in Clinton. Stay local, pay less, and check them out at jacksoncars.com.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent. A real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to help keep my farm covered no matter what.
Visit me, Charlie Jones, with HMSB Insurance in Montezuma, Rockville, or Greencastle, or visit HMSBINS.com.
We play the super hits on 104.9 WAXI.
Well, good evening, fans. One final time on our Fountain Trust Company post-game show. Stephen Hartman, Jake Weber, bringing you tonight's action. Your final score, North Vermillion 42, South Vermillion 28. We would like to go ahead and give out our post-game awards. So, of course, starting off with our player of the game, sponsored by Andrews Heating and Cooling in Clinton. Tonight, we want to hand that award out to Mr. Nick Myers from North Vermillion. Finishes the evening with 11 catches, 202 total yards, and four times found himself in the end zone. Just a really, really good ball game from him. Well-executed routes, and obviously we give a lot of credit to quarterbacks when the balls are put where they should be. But, you know, if you're a receiver, you got to make sure you create the separation, get yourself open. And he did a terrific job doing that here tonight. So want to give our player of the game award honor to Nick Myers. The high-energy lineman of the game, sponsored by Park County RMC, is going to go to the sophomore from North Vermillion as well. That's Weston Rowe. Weston Rowe finished officially tonight with two sacks, two tackles for loss, but several other plays that he was a part of. And so we mentioned kind of the next man up mentality and the opportunity that he had to step in and be a main cog in the wheel of that defense. And from his defensive end position, he did an absolutely terrific job tonight. So lineman of the game will go to Weston Rowe of North Vermillion. And our sub of the game, presented by Rockville IGA, reminding you to try their new deli subs, is going to go to Peyton Hawkins. The young man from South Vermillion steps into the ball game, just a sophomore, stands 5'9", 170 pounds, but played much bigger than that tonight. Came in, two catches for 16 yards and a couple first downs. I believe it was one first down on his reception. But to step into a ball game when one of their players went down for a few plays was definitely a big opportunity for him, and he made the most of it. So congratulations, Peyton Hawkins. You are our sub of the game, sponsored by Rockville IGA. So taking a look at what we know within the Wabash River Conference after tonight's games, Attica advances to 2-0, Park Heritage 2-0 as well. Those two will stay atop the conference at this point, and they will be joined by the Falcons of North Vermillion, who are 2-0 as well. A few other teams kind of lingering there in the middle. South Vermillion, 1-1 on the year. Riverton Park, they are 1-1. And Seeger, with a win tonight. They go to 1-1 as well. Fountain Central and Covington, both 0-2, find themselves at the bottom of the conference, certainly looking to change their fortune. As we look forward to next week, Covington will travel to take on the Falcons of North Vermillion. Should be another good game. Covington, imagine how they started off their year. South Vermillion, Park Heritage, North Vermillion. Definitely not the easiest of schedules for the Trojans. Eastern Hancock will be at Fountain Central. North Central will be at Park Heritage. Seeger takes on Attica. And once again, South Vermillion will be at Riverton Park. And that's the game that we are bringing you. It's our game of the week here on Super Hits 104.9 WAXI. So stay tuned next Friday night as the Wildcats take on the Panthers. Scores that we know for you. Final from Park Heritage, or from Covington, was Park Heritage 60, Covington 24. Riverton Park on top of Fountain Central 22-20. Clinton Prairie Falls to Attica 50-14. Seeger big over Benton Central 61-21. South Putnam drops Owen Valley to 0-2 as the Eagles defeat Owen Valley 32-0. Evansville Memorial 24, Northview nothing. West of Ego 45, Crawfordsville 18. Terre Haute North over Princeton 35-0, and Greencastle knocks off Cloverdale. That final score was 19-18. So those are the scores that we have for you at this point. Unfortunately, we don't have any others that that we can bring. But Jake, it was a pleasure once again to cover tonight's game with you. Another beautiful evening of football. Certainly want to thank all of our sponsors that allow this to happen. We're very, very grateful for what you put in and supporting these student athletes, giving us the opportunity to be able to do this. So thank you to all of our sponsors. Definitely want to thank our listeners for tuning in, checking out tonight's ball game. Hopefully you were treated as much as we were to what we were able to witness tonight. Great job by the two teams that competed on the field this evening. Thank you to Lee back in the studio. Appreciate all of your hard work in engineering the board for us during tonight's game. And absolutely look forward to another Friday night of football next weekend as we do travel to Riverton Park to watch South Vermillion take on the Panthers of Riverton Park. So thank you once again, everybody, for listening. Jake, wish you safe travels as you go home tonight. Anybody that is listening in their vehicles as well, please drive safely. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend. You've been listening to exciting high school football here on 104.9 WAXI.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Montgomery. I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park Canyon AMC. We wanted to reach out to our members and inform you that through our Power Moves program, we rebate heat pumps and dual fuel heating and cooling systems. For additional details, contact our office for energy efficiency tips and rebates. Visit parkcanyonamc.com or call 765-569-3282.
Park and Vermillion County High School football on Super Hits 104.9 WAXI has been brought to you by the Fountain Trust Company, Ron Construction, Edward Jones Financial Consultant Greg Harbison, Andrews Heating and Cooling, Park County REMC, Futurex Industries, the Rockville IGA, Overpeck Gas Company, Bloomingdale Home Telephone and Internet, Valley Professionals Community Health Centers, Clark Chevrolet, Ryan Lutz State Farm Insurance, Wallace Law Offices, Jackson Family of Dealerships, and by HMSB Insurance. Listen for Park and Vermillion County High School football all season long on Super Hits 104.9 WAXI.